The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I'm 29 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. My mom told me I wasn't allowed to yell today. She said I was yelling yesterday. Probably so. She's like, you can't
just
yell.
Just like that, Jeff.
Yes. I said, but I didn't call nobody stupid. So I'm going to woo-saw today. Listen, my condolences go out to the Amstutz family. Nick Amstutz, who was a community leader in Boardman, he was on the school board for several years. His family was a very political family when it came to education. He was very, very involved athletically with the Booster Club. Passed away suddenly on Friday. His funeral is today at 10 at St. Charles Church. But my prayers, and he's a brother Rotarian with me, so my prayers go out to his family, Jenny, Virginia Amstutz, and his children. You know, he left some small children. And, you know, it's devastating when you lose your parent. And so my prayers and my thoughts go out to him and to them and to his entire family, his cousins and parents and sisters and brothers who are at a loss right now. So how you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to duck
other
out.
Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's still a shocker.
I mean, we got it. Yeah, you know, I having met him several times at meetings and things, that was very, very, very
shocking. Wait a minute. Another Republican vote in Mahoning County went down.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
I need to keep him alive.
That's not good.
I'm not going to be here for the whole show, so I might as well jump in with both feet.
I'm
going
to say that was a good thing to do.
What's that?
Jump in with both feet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I titled today's show in the next couple Tuesdays for the summer. You know, I can't handle crazy. And I played The Impossible Dream as my intro today because, you know, in conversation, and because I'm going to get to the IRS, I'm going to get to some of that, and I'm quite sure Jeff will. But when I thought about this song, this is it is the mantra of America. The ability to dream and the ability to achieve the impossible dream.
Oh, my God, yes.
And when you listen to the lyrics of the song and you listen to what it says, even those that were in slavery had the opportunity to dream, even if the slave master tried to beat them out of it. Because if they had not dreamed it, then you wouldn't have Carter G. Woodson. You wouldn't have Washington Carver. You wouldn't have Frederick Douglass. You wouldn't have Harriet Tubman. So don't tell me that we're excluded in 2014 when they can dream while they were in slavery. And I look at this, and for some reason, I don't quite get it that we're not putting this dream in the young people today. We're telling them that they're entitled to have things. I have the opportunity to hang around people of substantial means, and when I say that, I mean if their children did not want to work or they did not have to work.
Right.
You know, if their children don't need, I mean, we go to work because I don't have a choice. If I don't work, not only do I not eat, but I don't live. I mean, I have lights not on, water dries up, food goes bare, cupboards go, you know, I sit on the sideline with a cup. And there are people out there, and I'm watching them, and they don't have to work, really. I mean, they may not be able to live in a $5 million mansion, but I'm just saying that. And their children work at a young age, and they teach work in them, mm-hmm. and they teach them to be progressive and to be productive. And then I'm looking at, you know, people who have not, yet they're not teaching their children the basics of dreaming, going to school, getting what you have to do, and achieving it. Then I was listening to the after show yesterday, and I yelled at them because they were talking on it. If you think they talk on top of each other on the show, you ought to hear what happens when we go off the air.
And we'll record that extra hour.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's like, wow, they really have no – there's no way they could hear each other. It's like, blah, 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 blah. It's bad. But nevertheless, I am amazed by us saying that, you know, we want to go to school, but we don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody ought to have a student loan, but me. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I mean, to be in business. I mean, if you think that people go in business and money rolls in, and they stay afloat and they do what they want to do and they drive fancy cars and that's how they start, that is the biggest fallacy that you ever conceived in a man's head. If you knew how people sacrifice for owning their own business. And I mean, if you knew how they pay their employees, but they don't pay themselves, and they're chasing IRS and they're chasing light bills and they're chasing car notes and insurances and regulations, trying to stay afloat so that they can achieve the dream that they have to own something and to make something out of nothing. And for some reason, America is just so twisted that they believe that the world owes them something. And I'm here to tell you, the world doesn't owe you anything, but if you want it, you got to go get it. That's what my mama told me. My mama told me they wasn't going. She said they're not going to give you anything. But I promise if you go get it, you can go get it. But you got to work for it. How in the world we came to 2014 and everybody thinks that this baby's come from a stork? Heck, you got to work to get a baby. Mm. Quiet as it's kept. Have you heard about labor? Babies just don't show up in the clouds.
You know what? I understand you, you know, really, really well here. And it is really, really, really pitiful. Bless you. It is really pitiful the way that people think and are encouraged to think. They're encouraged to think this way, Trace.
I know.
And that's what is so unfortunate. Very, very, very unfortunate.
It's sad.
But if we say you need to be independent, then we somehow become Uncle Toms and, you know, we're not down with the cause. And
down with what cause? What cause can you be down with if you ain't got nothing to be down with? I'm serious. What you down with? Down with the cockroaches? At least they're productive, too.
Very. Very. And they multiply. They don't abort their young.
A private caller, your mic is on. Good morning. Okay.
Did they push the button?
They pushed the button.
Oh.
They pushed the button and I pulled them up, but they're not talking.
They're not talking.
They're not talking.
Oh, well.
But your mic is on, just so you know. I just don't get it. And I'm very, very, it's very solemn for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because as there are some of us out here working very, very, very hard to try to make a difference for the future. I was talking with a young lady last night, and we were talking about education. There is no reason why our school should be on an agricultural calendar today. There is no reason why we have not changed and converted our students over to mastery. There's no reason. I mean, it makes no sense that you still track children by age and not by aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about proficiencies if you track children by aptitude and knowledge. It's called mastery.
Absolutely, Tracy. And you and I probably came from same cuts because we both got frustrated with school when we were
I'd have been through with in third grade.
Yeah, but you know, we were through with
I'd have been done.
And I was just smart enough to pass tests without, you know, just reading a book or hearing something, but I skipped class a lot. You know, at one time, you know, in high school.
I did that.
And until I got out of high school and got into the military, you know, I didn't get my perspective proper because I hated what was going on. I hated being part of certain things. I hated the racism that I experienced. And it was just too much.
I went to a predominantly almost all white school
mm-hmm.
for the majority of my life, and I despised it. And I'm not going to tell y'all the word is despised it. And I felt as though there was unfair treatment from me as a black student to the white students in the classroom, mm-hmm. and I had a very, very difficult time. And I would come home and whine and cry and moan to my mom. And my mom would tell me she didn't care that the teacher didn't like me because I wasn't there to make friends with the teacher. She told me that I was there to get the education that the teacher had.
Mm-hmm.
And so go get it. And as long as that teacher didn't lay a hand on me unfairly or go too far, too far left or right.
Mm-hmm.
I was not there to become the most popular person in the classroom. I was there to get an education, and I needed to get it. And I didn't really understand that then, but I really understand that now.
Understand it now.
And we need to go back to some old school stuff. If people can learn during Jim Crow, Because not all the schools in America were segregated. Let's get that straight. They were not. Schools up north, they were not segregated, but the kids that were in those schools did not, it was not a walk in the park because they were not included in the activities. They weren't a part of the group. That's why you have a black lunch table.
Right.
I mean, that's, I'm just being, I'm being
black,
very real.
No black,
and there's no,
no
black lunch table, so you eat alone. But you need to understand that we need to get past a whole lot of stuff in 2014 and really not care, because we need to go back and get ours. Get our education. First, you need to pick up your God again, because you dropped him off long time ago. And we need to quit, and we need to go, after pimping preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if
they're pimping you, we need to expose them and then show them the door.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to have to wait till you come back on that one, because
what?
I will go off about right now with this one, because I've just recently experienced some, you know.
Pimping preachers?
Mm-hmm.
And all, and I'm not saying all preachers are pimps. That's not what I'm saying. But you got some out there. You know who you are. You need to know who they are. You need to expose them and get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. If they're not preaching, teaching, telling, being honest about what's going on in the world today, if you have, is it the Presbyterian Church?
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Presbyterian Church that just gave authority to their preachers to marry same-sex marriage, same-sex unions, same-sex couples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to a church and they start marrying the same people,
mm-hmm.
you need to go home. Pack up, don't stay. Pack up, go home, can't stay. Gotta go. Bye bye. It is what it is. 440, your mic is on.
Hey Tracy, it's AJ.
Good morning, AJ. How are you?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about, you know, looking at preachers and stuff like that. And, you know, what I think we need to look at is the board, not just preachers, but when it comes to politics in churches.
That too.
Because we just recently, our pastor, this past Sunday was our last Sunday with him. He was with our church for 9 years. And, you know, he had a mission and he had a goal at our church. He achieved that goal, and everyone loved him, and I love him to pieces. He's a friend of mine. But because he accomplished that, he now has to leave and go to another church, and now we have to get a new pastor. And I feel that if things are going well where you are, why must a board of people tell you where you can and cannot go? Why can't
money.
You stay? Why,
money.
You know,
money. You ask me why? Money.
Yeah.
Money. 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 Power. Politics.
It's ridiculous, because I feel like, you know, we are losing an amazing pastor, and it's because the board, you know, his bosses decided that it's time for him to leave.
No comment.
Well, yeah. I mean, but there's nothing, what can you do about that? That's the hierarchy of the church you belong to. And as it is, and until you all have a convocation or something,
as a Methodist
change
church.
It. Yeah, I grew up Methodist. I know it well.
I can't handle that.
Neither can I.
If the people don't like the preacher, they put the preacher out because, you know, they don't pay their general claims and make sure the preacher goes. Too much politics in the – I believe in Bible. And I believe in the pastorate, and I believe the pastors are called to congregations not based on men but based on God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just you're part of that denomination, and that's how they roll. They've been doing that for years.
And it's sad. Like I said, I feel like the board needs to stop looking at politics so much and start looking at the Bible more than, you know, putting the Bible in front of their money.
I agree. I agree.
Don't just remember now, you guys go through this every so many years, 4 or 5 years, I believe it is.
No, it depends on the church.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes, it is. The different Methodist church goes through things differently.
Well,
so the AME,
is not Methodist church. We're talking about United Methodist Church.
But see, there's United Methodist Church, there is the AME, and there's the AME Zion. They're not
totally
Methodist.
Different organizations.
But they're all Methodist.
doesn't matter. They're totally different organizations.
They're all different, but they're all Methodist.
They have each have their own creed, though.
But they're all Methodist. CME, am I correct?
CME and AME are two different organizations.
And so is AME Zion. They're all three. They're all.
So,
what I'm saying
no,
is they're
that.
All three different, but they're all three of the same doctrinal faith. They still have the same hierarchy. And they go through their...
No.
You have a board of elders, am I right, AJ?
Say that again?
You have what they call the elders, right?
We don't have elders in our church.
We have council.
We have a thing called the PPR.
Okay.
And the PPR is basically like the board.
Yeah.
It's called the council.
But the thing, but they don't make the decisions when it comes to where the pastor is going. I'm talking about people that are higher than them.
Right. It goes to the bishop. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and the bishop they go to a conference every year.
And you don't know if that
pastor's coming back until he goes to conference.
I think so. Yeah. But I do know that some churches, my grandparents are taking a break from their church because the elders got rid of the pastor. So our church isn't having any problems. We're losing a really good pastor. My grandparents' church, on the other hand, their elders fired their pastor.
He didn't play the game right. Hold on, AJ. 212, your mic is on. I know that's Eric.
How you doing, Tracy?
Good morning. How are you, Eric?
I'm good. Just living a nice morning here, nice and sunny.
It is beautiful. Even though it rained this morning, it rained all night, but it was a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
How was the weather last night out in your way? Because I know that it had tornado tests down in Medina.
Really?
Yeah. How about you, AJ, since you're not that far?
Yeah, we had some thunderstorms up here in Warren, but that was about it.
How about you, AJ?
It rained. That's about it. But I heard about the tornado touchdown. There was one in Brunswick, I heard.
Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it rained a lot. A lot of lightning I saw.
Now, do you turn the televisions off? Will you guys turn the TV off when the lightning and thunders come?
Yeah, I usually don't watch TV when there's a lightning storm outside.
What's that going? How about you, Jeffrey?
What?
Do you turn televisions off, sit in the dirt when the lightning and thunder?
No. I mean, if I want to watch a storm, because I like storms. I love storms.
No, I'm not talking about watching. I'm talking about, you know, old folks.
I get mad when my cable, satellite feed goes. That's when I get mad.
It does that.
It does that. You know, and that's the only thing. I love DirecTV, but ain't nothing happening.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'm going to get out of here. I've got to go to a funeral. But, and I hopefully, because they don't, you know, we were talking about denominations at churches, Jeff, but the Methodists, because they have three. But I will say this. It's really weird when you go from one, because everybody buries people differently.
Right.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
As you go from church to church, when you go to different funerals, they celebrate or mourn the death of a loss very different. So listen, I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Do you find your
WSOM online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
morning. Morning, Patricia and friends. It's Jeff here hanging out with you today. We want to hear from you about what's on your mind and tell you a little bit of what's on our mind here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on your iHeart radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial as well. We're listening to the sounds, smooth sounds of my late, great friend, Mr. Grover Washington, Jr. Miss him, and miss him in his influence in the music business, as he was one of the greatest of all saxophone players of modern times, of the new contemporary jazz, or what the start of what they call smooth jazz now. Much better than smooth jazz is the style of music that was out here in the 80s. But anyway, we're talking about all things going on, political, natural. We still have the girls missing in Africa. 212 of them are still missing, they say. They guess they found 70-something of them. I don't know how. Or they freed them. I don't know how. The other thing is that we have the IRS, ISA panel, who is investigating the IRS scandal. And, of course, we're finding out new things every day. We find out that just last week that they told us that they have lost Lois Lerner's emails, and, of course, several people that were directly close to her, they lost their emails, and over 57,000 of the emails from her and eight other people just miraculously just disappeared. And so we're expecting that this is not going to end, because this is very clear. If anybody doesn't see the truth behind this facade of an administration, then I'm sorry to make your acquaintance like that, because I don't know how you live to be as long as you are by being that naive. Now,
hey, Jim.
Not saying that this isn't happening, because there's a gentleman that brought up a good point on ISA, on Daryl Isley last night, the African American state rep from or House rep, I should say. I think he's from Tennessee. Wherever he's from, he made an excellent point. He said when the Bush administration lost emails on the Valerie Plame incident, it wasn't any big thing. There's a huge difference in my book. Valerie Plame's own husband outed her in a magazine long before Dick Cheney mentioned her, period, in anything. And so, therefore, I'm not buying that one. That's number one. Number two, she was out of the field, out of danger, and she was not slighted by any means. In this case, you've had people that wanted to rally against the president politically, and they went about properly getting the status to be nonprofit political organizations, and they were shut down by the IRS at somebody's behest. But now, all of a sudden, that's just not knowable. Anybody that doesn't think that this administration's pants aren't down around their legs, I'm sorry for you. Kavina, man, you're in there.
That's a very homo concept right there. But the clips that I seen on the news, that was popcorn ready, man. So I should have had tuned in and watched that. I was doing other.
Oh, it's very good. You should have seen it. It was very, very good. And Elijah Cummings, who's probably going to go to jail behind this sooner or later, because if they give up anybody, then they'll give him up. He was supposed to have been the bag man. But we'll see. You know, we'll see.
I think that commissioner was, like, right on the money, man.
What do you mean right on the money? He confused himself. You didn't watch that. You watched sound bites. Don't say what you got to say, because you went to network news to watch it, and network news is always going to be very favorable toward the liberal left. No, don't say that, because he got his butt kicked and he got his butt handed to him on a platter yesterday.
Before you go there, the clips I saw was on Fox News this morning. I had turned by and I saw something on Fox, and I said, "Oh, let me see what this is." Oh, it's an IRS thing, and I was sitting there, and they were saying like, "Oh, the commissioner was being obnoxious and whatever." I was like, and I watched the clips that they played. I was like, "Oh, that's what you're supposed to be with those idiots."
You know what? He started out that way, but by the time it got halfway through and they caught him up on why didn't you knew that there was a problem and you didn't mention it to us nor the archivers. Oh no, he's got problems. He's got big problems. And the fact that you don't have the information in the smoking gun does not mean you can't be made guilty. Don't forget, you can be made guilty of murder without finding a body.
Yep. This is one of those situations where if people was guilty before they were born type thing.
Come on, Covina, man.
You show up, you're guilty.
They got them. They clearly have them.
Have them on
they
what?
They can't do it with obstruction of justice, one. With tampering and going after regular citizens of the United States with your federal agency, which is why Republicans always say we don't like the overreach. This is overreach. This is not only overreach; it is treasonous. And this is one reason why you should have more people up in arms. I noted that Republicans think that they have not a leg to stand on, but the reason why they don't have a leg to stand on is because they won't stand on it.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of nuts and berries people to me. There's people who's like, "Oh, let's talk about something because we have nothing. No.
330-746-2885. You're in there.
Hello, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
It's a sad situation we're living in. I don't care what perspective we put it in. If you go and take the amount of young people that we are losing in this country now because of the way the situation is, for all those young kids that they can't say they don't know where they are, take a look and see exactly how many young people we done lost in this country here because of drugs and stuff that we should have stopped at the end, but we didn't. We still don't stop them. We still got drug houses and the police department. They don't know it. They should be fired. Who are we? We got a number. Social Security number they gave us. But I cannot understand at 71 years old what I have been through in my life and trying to figure out what we have to look forward in the future for our young generation. We got problems, and our problem is ours. The thing that we let control us, made a few people make it a few dollars. What is wrong with us? When you walk up and down the street and you see where they see a fellow needs drugs, killing one another because the fact that they feel as though that it's just another number. I don't call too many talk programs too much because I get upset. When we can't raise our kids, can't take care of our kids, stop our kids from out here selling this stuff, trying to get an education for the future generation, there's something wrong. I never thought I would see leaving from Alabama to have my butt kicked and come up here. I came here to go to college. I made some mistakes and I didn't go where I wanted to go. But what is wrong with us? We are in a hole. And it seems like for us to try to build that hole and get out of it, we're still in the same way we was in 1962 when I came here. It ain't changed. I sit down sometime and I read papers.
Well, I mean, you're talking about right here, Joe, but, you know, we're talking to people all across the nation.
I understand this. I'm precisely
so,
right now, the only thing I can concentrate on is where.
Where we live now.
Mm-hmm. It's happening not only here, it's happening all over. But our concern is where? Right here in Youngstown, Ohio, in the United States of America. If I'm wrong, you have a right. I've talked to you many times. I've never tried to disagree. Everybody have their own personal opinion about everything.
Joe, me and you is cool. I have no problem.
I understand this. I'm going to leave you with a thought. I didn't have a lifetime at my age, at the age I am. Try to do things. Maybe I wasn't successful in my endeavors, but I didn't stop trying to do things to change the inadequacies we have. I would like to see in my lifetime before I leave from here, no one knows, that we can do something other in a constructive manner, starting as of this second right now, that all these people are doing. I don't mind dying. I don't live a halfway decent life, not the way I want it, but part of my life. It's time for us as men, women, young people, old people, white people, black people, everybody, get our mind together. We definitely falling apart. Hey, thank you for your time, brother.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for calling. Anyway, if you're a diva, you're in the air.
I'm just laughing. I should have done one of Covina Man's numbers and got me some popcorn and just sat here and chilled out and laughed. Because
Laughed at what?
You, as much as you like to say that you're independent, you sound no different.
I don't. Whoa! When have I ever told you I'm in? You can't say that. You can't start
you
the premise by telling something that is not true and try to make a point. I am not an independent whatsoever.
You are.
I am a moderate conservative. No, well, you're gonna wait. You get to talk, but you're not gonna start a premise out, accuse me of anything, or point a finger at me and do anything. You're not gonna do it,
okay?
Well, that's a lie. I am not an independent. I am a black Republican. There's no doubt about it. I'm a conservative, a moderate conservative, but I'm a conservative. Okay, that's who I am. Does that mean that I'm like Democrats and I vote party line? No, because I don't always. I told you, I voted for Kevin Boyce. Why? Not because he was black, not because anything else, but he did a doggone good job when he was appointed in that position. And he should have been retained. Now, you may go and start your premise.
Okay, let me correct myself. I didn't mean to say you are independent as in you're independent, party-affiliated independent. You like to throw out the fact that you are an independent thinker. The reason why I am laughing and I find this all funny, because since I've been listening to this radio station, you have sounded no different than a diehard liberal. You are not an independent thinker. You pull out the talking points, and sometimes you go above beyond. You remind me of Ann Coulter. Y'all pull whatever out of wherever to make your point, to prove your point. You go above that to prove your point.
I'm going to let you talk after the break, but I'm going to break. I'm going to break right now because that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Mornings with Tracy and Friends, Jeff.
I understand exactly what you said.
Covina Man, why do they get kicked off every time I say something? They get heated.
That might have to be something to do with that Facebook thing you posted yesterday. He's probably
Didn't Tracy say Ken Blackwell didn't get Republican support because he had a black agenda?
I believe she said that, yes.
She said that, and after she said that, she got really pissed off. I was like, dang, why don't they just admit? They don't like to admit that they have racism within their party, but they're so quick to point out the racism in the Democrat Party. They don't want to admit that Ken Blackwell got smashed by Ted Strickland because Ken Blackwell was black. They didn't mind him in the position that he was in, which was Secretary of State, but they couldn't handle that black man being governor. How is it Ted Strickland got 62% and this cat only got 37%? Yet Kasich became governor.
Right.
The white guy before, the white Republican before Ken Blackwell was governor. Heck, I never lived under Ken Strickland was the first governor that I lived under that was a Democrat. So all those other Republican governors we had in Ohio.
Well, we'll come back up since I can't find out what Tracy has open here that I can't figure out. Anyway, mornings with Tracy and friends. Okay, I'm going to try this again. Okay, Diva, you're trying to make a point, and I'm going to let you make your point. I'm not going to cut you off and do that, and I'm going to let you talk. You go ahead and talk, make your accusations, and whatever argument you're trying to make, I don't understand it, but you go ahead and get down. You're in there.
Well, I mean, and I appreciate the fact that you're going to let me talk. You're not going to understand what I'm trying to say because you don't want to see yourself as such. You don't want to see yourself as a GOP water carrier because that's what you – if you were –
Are you a Democrat water carrier? Are you a Democrat water carrier?
Listen.
You have to understand something. People on the right have something called principles. That's something that not many liberals have. And so, therefore, we have principles, and we camp around those principles. Not for the GOP's sake, because guess what? We have a state guy right now that is for gay rights because his son is gay. I'm not for gay rights. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Gay people should not be discriminated against. Okay,
they don't deserve special rights.
Right, they don't deserve any special rights because they like to screw how they screw. Okay, so look, I'm not with that, and I don't care how much he goes for that. I'm not going to do that. So understand something. No, you have to camp around your own little principles and go with that. But that's not me, and that's not where I'm going. So,
Jeff, that's the liberal mindset, Jeff. If they have a gay cousin or a gay brother or sister, then they have to go along with it. No, I'm not doing that.
I still love you,
but I don't love what you do.
So it's okay for you guys to have principles. You guys have principles, but no one else who disagrees with you have principles.
No, you don't have principles because guess what? Anything goes for you all. It doesn't matter.
Where's my popcorn?
Beg pardon?
Where's my popcorn? I'm trying
get your popcorn. Get your popcorn because it's going to be real interesting, okay? But once again, you know you're trying to be sort of swarthy here and smart, and you sound goofy as usual, and this is why, because you don't have a leg to stand on. You don't have a principle that you can stand on. You made a statement on a page that said that the Democrats gave you more than Republicans ever did, which is a lie. But the whole thing is, once again, I want you to cite those things, and you can't do it. I won't do it. And once again, it's because I asked you over an hour ago.
I do recall having this conversation of everything that we've gotten, everything that happened that I've done. I've not lived that long. I'm only 34 years old, so I've only lived under, let's see, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush.
That does not have anything to do with policy.
I've lived under five presidents.
Presidents don't all make policy, dear.
I think I've lived under four Ohio governors, maybe four Ohio governors. I've seen different in what my community, the impact the mine community went through living in Youngstown, Ohio, from Westlake Terrace Housing Project to the South Side, back to the project, back to the South Side. I've seen how my community was impacted under the Democrat administration, along with Republican governors. I've seen how my community was impacted under Republican administration, along with Republican governors that we've had.
You so haven't seen a doggone thing. Here's where we're at now. You made this grand accusation, and it's a foolish one. Again, once again, what policies did the Democrats give you that you think were given by them and not Republicans?
I can't say that a lot of the policies.
That's because you don't know, one, and it's not true, number two.
How is you going to cut me off in the middle of a statement?
Because I really can't take it, but go ahead. Eric, you talk anytime you want to break in on it. I'm okay.
At least give me the courtesy to finish out a statement. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but at least give me the courtesy.
No, it's not about not liking it. It's stupid. But go ahead.
I know from historical facts that the Republican Party prior to the 1964 have done a lot for African Americans. However, I didn't live under that era. I was not born until 1980, so I could only really truly speak on the things that are happening now. For some reason, all the things that the Republican Party have given us, they are now trying to do away with. I don't see Democrats screaming.
Like what, Diva?
I don't see Democrats.
Like what? What are they trying to do away with, Diva?
Oh my gosh, I don't see Democrats screaming, let's do away with affirmative action. I don't see the liberal judges on the Supreme Court.
Yes, you do.
The
Democrats are the ones that destroyed affirmative action.
Yeah, the
Democrats destroyed it.
They didn't enforce it correctly.
Absolutely.
It wasn't Strickland and a Democratic Secretary of State that are saying, well, you know, early voting worked so well in 2008. Let's do away with it in 2010.
Who's doing away with early voting?
So, Republicans.
Who's doing away with early voting? Let's get this together. You're gonna make baseless charges, and I'm gonna be done with this in a second.
Let's look at the past election in Ohio. How come there was no outcry about all the what's it called, voter suppression? You didn't hear anything about that this last election because it didn't matter, you know?
Right, and Youngstown didn't get a black mayor. Which you know, I'm okay. The mayor is a friend of mine, I hope, here in Youngstown, and I don't have a problem with him being mayor. But the thing is they had the opportunity to put two black people in as mayor, and they didn't come out because nobody told them somebody's trying to disenfranchise their vote. And so they didn't come out.
We did vote for, what's his name? The first black mayor. We voted for him. Even though he ran as an independent, we voted for him.
He ran as a Democrat the second time.
And we voted for him.
And with whose help?
Other cat, the main.
With whose help?
I'm not even living in there. I was like, hey, no.
Whose help?
Hey, they need to vote for that guy. They shouldn't have voted for McNally either, but neither one.
Tito Brown, Jamel Tito Brown ran in the primary last year.
Yeah, he should.
Nobody came out to vote. Nobody came out to vote.
Nobody really knew.
You're talking. What? Do you not have a conversation? Okay. Jamel Tito Brown ran last year in the primary. He did not make it through the primary in a town that's 52% to 54% black. What happened?
Well, how is it that the other guy did almost make it through the primary?
Who?
It was not that difficult for
We'll be right back. We'll discuss this and pick this up on the other side because I'm going to ask you this one. I want you to understand what happened.
He's supposed to vote for a black person because he's black. I don't understand this. They get mad because they think we voted for Obama because he's black, But now it's like, well, anytime a black person come up, we're supposed to vote for them. We didn't like Tito Brown. They didn't like Domain Kitchen. Why they like McNally, I don't know. But McNally's been in politics for a while. Them two cats that he's talking about, if you look in the history, especially Domain Kitchen, is just settling a sexual harassment discrimination suit against him. Tito Brown didn't pay his taxes, I heard. So, come on, people, let's get real.
I don't live in Youngstown. I don't have the slightest idea who you guys are talking about.
Jeff makes it seem like black people don't support the black politicians, but we do. The guy who worked as the car czar for Obama, I can't think of his name right now. Man, he was a black guy. Black guy. He could not get Democratic support leadership. I get it. He was an unknown when it came to running for mayor in 2006. He was an unknown. So he didn't get the Democratic support behind him for leadership. He ran as an independent, and he swept that race. Black people came out and voted for that man. And when he went up for re-election with the local Democratic Party behind him, black people voted for him again. Now, when they give us two jokers like Tito Brown and Jermaine Jackson, Tito Brown was allegations he didn't pay his taxes or something like that. Jermaine Kitchen had these sexual harassment allegations. They was not going to pick him. They were not going to vote for them just because they're black. I don't understand why they feel like we should vote for somebody just because they're black. Just because you like them don't mean I gotta like them.
I think that the argument could be strengthened if you talk about the general GOP and the general Democrats and not focus so much on who the local people are, because local Ohio people, they might just be personally flawed, or I don't know what the situation is, but you can look at the national GOP agenda. Like, you were covering it, you know, you said before 64 and then after in your lifetime since the 80s. It's too much information. The information is overwhelming about the GOP and their anti-blackness. You don't have to point to any specific one black person.
You're right. And I think the only reason why they go local is because that's all they have. Because there is a lot of bigotry and racism and cronyism on the local level. That's all they have. And you're right. I don't know why I let them pull me into these local arguments, because local is local, and local, no matter where you go, is going to be different, because I can take you to a conservative district that is so poor.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, like, when you guys were arguing about yesterday about why the black people lost on the national, on the statewide ballot, but the white people won, I was hoping, hopefully it's the same way there as it is in other states, but you have Democrats, you have Republicans, and you have a independent, right? So the independents swing one way or the other. So Jeff was making an argument that since the black people didn't win, it must be all the Democrats that didn't support him, when, just like everywhere else, there's a swing independent vote, and the independent votes probably don't like black people. And it's that simple. It's like, well, Democrats, Republicans usually support their party 90% of the time. But the swing votes, the independents, make a difference. Go ahead.
Right. And when the only people that happened to was when NC ran, that one year NC ran, that was like in the 90s, okay? The electorate in the 90s was completely different. The mindset of folks was completely different. There was no way that they were going to handle a black man in that position of power. Now, when he keeps bringing up Kevin Boyce, I've already proven to him, no Democrat won in 2010. We got swept by Republicans. So I don't know why he keeps bringing up that argument. Kevin Boyce didn't lose just because he was black. Kevin Boyce lost. Strickland lost. I think it was a state senator that ran that year. He lost a couple of seats in the General Assembly. So, but I don't get it. I don't know why he can't see it. In my lifetime, I have not seen the Republican. I've seen poverty. I've been on both sides. My mother was on welfare when I was a kid. I've seen how the system worked under Reagan, how when she got laid off, she had to go on welfare. But she wanted to work. And if she worked, her benefits got cut off completely. There was no opportunity for people in the hood to move from that system into the middle class. There was nothing. If you were already in the middle class, you had a college background, you worked in a factory or something, yeah, maybe you could have. But there were other people who were left completely behind. When Clinton got in office, Clinton funneled money into the state. That money funneled down into the communities. There was more money for Pell Grants for people to go to college. There was more job training opportunities. Even the bus route got expanded to where people now could go outside the city where there were no jobs and go outside the city where there were jobs. Because a lot of people weren't driving in Youngstown. They were catching buses. So when the bus route got expanded, I've seen a lot of people move from welfare to work. I've seen, and then when Clinton put in the money for the welfare programs for child care, for working parents, single parents, with working parents to be able to help pay for the child care. That's expensive. And then Bush came in and gutted that. They cut that. I've seen so many child care centers close down under George Bush. So don't tell me I didn't see, I don't know what I know. Not even like the Pell Grant got cut under George Bush. Obama had to increase it, but it's still not at the rate that it was prior to George Bush. My first year going to college in 1998, I went completely free. I had to pay nothing. I didn't even have to take out a student loan, and I went to YSU. And that's one of the most expensive colleges in that area, in the state, besides Ohio State.
Well, also with the No Child Left Behind, George Bush was the one to implement that. That made standardized testing the criteria that was going to judge most public school teachers. So, you know, a person's job would be decided based upon the standardized testing of the students at each of the elementary schools in terms of their grade levels. So,
and it's Morning with Tracy and Friends here on WSM 600 AM on your radio dial. It's Jeff in the air chair talking to you about what's on our mind and trying to listen to some of what you guys are saying. But when it gets in the realm of the ridiculous, I have to pull it back a little bit because you have to go step by step because, see, them left talking points will bowl you over every time if you just let it, if you take what they're saying as being the truth when it's not. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. There's a lot of people caught up in the political dynamics of two parties, and in doing so, they're caught up to the point that they can't differentiate what the truth is, and they can't differentiate what the heart of the community should be.
Hey, Jeff.
It's just like we fight against school choice when school choice is the only way that some of us are ever going to make it out because you'll really get in your education not encumbered with left-wing liberal views of what education should be or the re-education or the re-education of America. A flag is bad in America right now. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance could offend somebody.
Yeah, that's
this
crazy.
Is your country. It's the only place you got. If you lose this, there's nowhere for you to go because they don't like you nowhere in the world. Perhaps you could do enterprise in certain other countries and they wouldn't bother you, but you have nowhere near the freedom in other countries that you do right here in America. Not saying it's great all the time, because it ain't. It is not. Hey, you said in both ways, in the Ebonic way and in the proper way. It's not always good for everybody. Sometimes you get discriminated against. Sometimes you get some problems. But this whole thing of thinking that... Never mind.
Hey, yeah.
Morning with Tracy and Friends. WSOM 600 AM. The numbers here are 1-347-945-5229. 781-9600, excuse me. 330-781-9600 on my local line here. And we're talking to you. And I go back to the callers online, and I have 267. You're in the air. Diva, you're still in. So, and Kavita Man, you're still in. And Pianchi, you'll be up next.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I had said was the No Child Left Behind has changed the nature of a lot of school districts, and standardized testing is what is going to determine the jobs of the majority of the public school teachers. And you really can't gauge the progress that a classroom is making by standardized testing alone. So
I agree.
Basically, in that way, that policy has not been the best policy to pursue. But because it's a national standard, a lot of the public school districts tend to follow it.
Well, that's something we talk about all the time, but I don't even want to get into it on that level. That's a micro level. I'm talking about basic education and how we allow people to call what we're going to have in our community. We allow that. We allow the school board to go corrupt, or we allow the school board to not pay attention to what the people are saying. We have a gentleman here by the name of Gemma McWilson, who migrated here from where he had gone and was living in California for a while, and he created the same type of situation where they were fighting for a certain curricula in the inner city schools and the public schools so that they could get the kids educated. Because when your kids aren't being educated, all they are, and you can hear the banter here, you can hear the banter, when you graduate from public school and you barely get out of there, guess what? You fit a particular place in society, and that is one of being totally subservient and existent on society programs, one, which are not good for you for a lifetime. They're good for you to help you get out of a hole if they would allow you to get out the hole, but they don't let you get out the hole. You have to bust out of the hole to get out, and many people don't have that strength.
Right, and also, you know, if you're going to the neighborhood public schools, the tax dollars, the property tax dollars, is what is funding those schools. So,
right.
So basically, if you have a family that's located in a poor neighborhood, the whole attitude of the city is that they're not investing any of their money into the school districts. So why should the school district try to send the best teachers over to those schools?
Well, you can't do it because the teachers have, through the union, what's called tenure. And even though you need that class, that teacher's talent in school building A, that teacher doesn't want to work in school building A. He wants to work in school building C, so he pulls his tenure ranking. And so, therefore, your mission, you don't have properly staffed. You can't do it. It doesn't work. And that's what we're screwing up here in America. And if our education system is not brought under control, I thank God for what Scott Walker did in out west, because he brought where the unions are going to have to be more you know, workable to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Because it is now, you know, a teacher can be on the job for 1 year, and they're able to get all types of tenure. Once they get tenure, the person can't be fired. So, I mean,
right.
It's not so basically, it's not the type of situation where their job performance is actually being measured. That's not the case. You have a lot of situations where the teacher will come to the classroom and they'll just sit there and start to read the newspaper and not do any teaching at all.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the central function of a union?
Well, the central function of the union is for it. Well, it depends. You know, you want me to hear what I was told or what I believe it is?
Because it's from my understanding, the central function of a union is to protect its members.
Yes.
That's the sole function, to protect it. I believe that we, as parents living in a community, we are to fault. We are to blame because we have never pushed back against these unions. We can't
That's
blame
what
the
I just
union
said.
For doing what their function is to do.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, and here's why. This is why you can, because you're talking about your children. Number one, they are charged with being the union for the educators of your children's future. They do not take into account socioeconomic problems. They don't take into account anything about the tax base of a city. They don't take into account, like I said, then we shouldn't have them, Diva. Then they shouldn't have them. Because they're one of the reasons why we have thousands of dead kids right now sitting in the freaking graveyard.
Okay, we can have that argument. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm saying not saying no or yes. But I'm just simply saying we need to move past blaming the unions because they're going to do what they're going to do, which is their function is to protect their members and just provide benefits for the members. We as a community need to push back against these unions when they're putting their members above our children. It is for us.
But you can't do it, though, Diva.
Well, you know.
I can't do it in Youngstown School District because I'm not.
You can't do it in any. You can't do it in any because you're a Democrat. And the unions support Democrats, and the Democrats support the unions. You can't step out of line.
All right.
You're not allowed.
You know,
okay.
Go ahead, Bianca.
I think that the unions involved in public, especially when you talk about school where children are mandatory to attend, is totally misplaced. You got teachers' unions that would influence your elected political representatives at a state level and even at a federal level through the usage of PAC money. They can run candidates against your popular elected candidate if your candidate goes against their will and want things like, for instance, vouchers. And I've seen that happen many, many times before. And then here's another point. You got black teachers who are part of the union, who's paying dues in the union, whose dues are used against the will of black people who they come from and sometimes even represent. So, no,
yeah,
those unions can
correct.
Be very distasteful. And another
very
point,
correct.
The dollars that fund schools come from several places. One, they come from local community, like John said, but they also come from the state as a whole.
Right.
And by way of a particular formula, depending on what state that you're in, determines how much goes to a particular school district. And then, of course, there's monies that come from the federal government. Around here, we have two school districts that receive nothing from the federal government, maybe 1%, and hardly nothing from the state, maybe 3%. 97% of the money that operate those school districts come from the local concern. Therefore, the state nor the federal government can tell them jack.
And
when you take the public sector, which involves tax dollars, and you have this steady influx of cash coming in, and you throw labor unions in the mix, it's a breeding ground for corruption.
You ain't said nothing. You've said nothing because I've seen it in several places where the board is corrupt. The board is absolutely corrupt.
And you can't recall them.
Well,
no,
also
not really. It takes too much.
But also because the job of teaching requires you to go through college and to possibly get a graduate degree, you shouldn't have teachers in. You shouldn't have them in any type of labor union at all. But the reason why they have to form these unions because the pay that they're getting is not high if they're first starting out. So
and you know
they
what?
Have
and
these
you know
people
what?
To help them get higher pay from these school districts, and that's the reason why they have the formation of these unions.
Not even
one
just higher pay, up benefits as well. It's, the
right.
purpose of a union is for its members to have job protection.
Right.
This is true, but
they always operate like they should. No, I've been a part of a union that I did not like, but I also have been a part of a non-union job, and I see how quickly in certain states where you are at will that you can get fired for any reason, not get a increase or anything. Case in point, my mother works very hard. My mother works very hard at the job she does. She gets up an hour early, goes into work, don't ask her for nothing, an hour early just to prepare. She has yet to receive a raise within the past year.
She needs to start looking for another job, though. I mean, and I understand it's not easy.
No, she loves that
I mean,
job.
We're going to break, just hold it.
My sister.
No, you'll be back. We don't have that much time. I want to hear your point. We'll hear back on the other side. Morning with Tracy and Friends. Be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking...
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. I know a lot of people who have worked as teachers here in this city, and they had long careers in it, and you shouldn't have teachers in any kind of labor union at all because the only professions that require people to go into any kind of unions are people who are in skilled labor or they're in the trades or whatever. But if you're dealing with people who have been to graduate school and college, like doctors, lawyers, and teachers, you know, they shouldn't have to go into any type of labor type of situation where they have to deal with organized labor. But
they should be very, very transparent. That's my issue with these public sector labor unions. They should be more transparent. I mean, this taxpayers, we're footing the bill. So y'all shouldn't be negotiating with our money and then telling us how much you're going to
pay.
That's not right.
No, but the fact of the matter is a union is there to protect its members and to ensure that its members are getting the best benefits for them.
Right.
That's what the purpose of the union is for. I don't understand how anybody can be mad at a union operating like that.
But
is there corruption in the union? Yes,
there is
corruption. Especially at the top, but not at the local level.
But also they have to start to value the job of a teacher more. You have to increase the salaries of the majority of the teachers who are first starting out, and you wouldn't have the need to have these organized types of unions that teachers have to go into.
Don't make a lot of money.
Well,
who's
not
that?
Even just that, but you need certain benefits. Female teacher
and the benefits
should not
as
be
well.
Threatening. A female teacher should not have to have her job threatened because she needs time off because she had a baby and she needs to take care of that baby. She needs to take care of sick children.
Parochial teachers don't have those type of benefits.
No,
they don't
they
make
don't.
That kind of money.
They don't. They, I can say, I can
yeah, parochial,
that. They
and,
not,
they, and,
they,
and they turn out a better product.
They don't make nearly as much. They don't make nearly as much money as public school teachers do, and I can attest to that.
Okay, but they don't get time off needed. They don't get the time off needed.
They don't
off
ask
needed.
For it.
What do you mean you don't ask for it? So if you mean parochial
teachers
don't
ask
don't
for that.
So they don't get pregnant. Their
no.
female teachers don't get pregnant, don't have families, don't have...
Well, I don't. Well, I think it's based on how long they've been there. I think their salary is based on their tenure on the job. And you probably have some Catholic school teachers who make more than others.
Many of them are nuns. That's teaching.
I mean, based on their longevity.
If you had employers who treated their employees fairly, you wouldn't have a need for union.
But my whole thing is that if you're dealing with a profession where a person has to have an education is involved, if that person is in that profession, they shouldn't have to deal with organized labor at all, like in terms of their job.
Well, people should sign contracts. Their salary
right.
should be based on contracts.
Right,
if you don't
right,
like what
right.
the person want to offer you, go someplace else.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And
if
I think
if
and
there's
think
a shortage
should all be
of your
based
skills,
on
then the employer's going to have to pay more.
Right.
And I think that's the difference between parochial schools and public schools, because parochial schools, I do believe they do sign contracts, because case in point here in Columbus, there was a teacher who violated her contract because she worked at a Christian school and she turned out to be a lesbian. That violated her. When she came out and opened about her relationship, it violated her contract. They fired her. I'm not saying that's wrong. I thought her trying to be a lesbian and work at a Christian organization trying to teach the principles of the Bible, that was on her. That was, you know,
yeah,
eight.
Well, she violated
her
contract.
But she wouldn't have had no students
to teach. Isaac Brothers, cut them on the radio.
Pulled them out of school.
Man, I'm sorry. Whatever. Morning with Tracy and Friends. I'm Jeff here in the air chair on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. The number here is 1-347-945-5229. Davina, man, I haven't heard nothing from you lately. You're still in the air. And, so if you want to bring something up, you sure are open. You can say what you want to say. I know you got to go to work pretty soon. But we're talking about a number of things. But we get on these schools each time, and nobody wants to see what I'm saying. I mean, not nobody. We're kicking around here very well. But the bottom line is, if you don't understand that if your child does not get an education, your child is probably going to gravitate toward a life of crime. Probably. Education does not mean he has to get a college degree, but it means he has to learn something.
Please, yeah.
A trade, yeah.
I mean, there's no reason why. If a kid wants to be a truck driver, there's no reason by the time he graduates from high school, he should be able to get a job driving a truck that Monday.
That's right. TDDS should have him after school every day.
But also what you have to keep in mind is the technology is increasing so rapidly. So even a truck driver, I think those jobs are going to be phased out in the next 10 to 15 years, because what they have now, they have these self-driving cars where these cars can drive themselves. And certainly they're going to transfer that technology over to trucks very soon. So
I don't know. You got a car wrecking. Is a little
you'll
bit different
somebody,
than a.
But you'll always
yeah.
need somebody to fix them. So that,
right.
And,
right.
Going to.
And the load and unload them and everything. I doubt if you're going to have driverless trucks doing anything, because for a while your technology is not going to keep up with that. You still need truck drivers. You still need skilled trades. You still need all these other things, and our system is. Yeah, oh, go ahead, Diva.
I mean, I get that, you know, truck driving pays money, but
lots of
why
it.
Would any well, why would any young child in high school aspire to just be a truck driver? I mean,
is
that's
that just
road.
Be?
That, I mean,
Diva, I'm just
I mean,
saying, Diva, it puts a roof, Diva, it keeps you off the streets and keeps you from selling drugs. That's
exactly.
all I'm saying. I'm
okay.
not saying you have to do it forever.
Okay, let me finish. But to say that, because you said if somebody wanted to be a truck driver, I don't know anybody in high school here now who aspires to be a truck driver coming out of school. That is a field that they tend to end up in because it pays good money and they can't get that type of money anywhere else.
I think that the reason why you don't is because you might not be around predominantly white school again. Because I'll guarantee you there's plenty of people that want to be a truck driver. You know what?
You know, thank you. I don't know where it is. You're here. You these kids in inner cities, they can aspire to be anything. The drug dealers and criminals and athletes, they aspire to do anything.
I live in a very white district. Very white district. Okay, I can count on one
hand. And you live in a poor one, so
I don't
know whether you're...
I do not live in a poor white district. I live in a...
And that was Diva. That was one example, Diva. There's other things they can do as well.
Hey, I was just pointing out to that fact that I don't know how any kid aspires to be a truck driver.
Diva, I guarantee you, if you live in an upwardly mobile place, no, you might not see that. But I'm telling you, where do you think you get all these truck drivers from?
Right.
Truck driving is hot right now. It's probably one of the all the guys that I know that drive.
I think the average salary is like $90,000.
Absolutely,
I have
once again, don't ever say just the truck driver, because they're not just the truck driver. I mean, it takes a skill to drive that thing.
Yeah.
You got 16 gears on that.
A person has to have a special license, like a person has to have a CDL license to drive a truck. That's
right.
Not a driver's license.
With GPS aside, you have to have a wonderful configuration.
It's very, very difficult on your lifestyle. They're very difficult on families. So
depending.
I'm talking about an 18-year-old high school graduate, Diva. He don't got no family to take care of.
Okay, you're right, but he wants a life, and driving a truck does not give you that opportunity, especially when you're just starting out.
Now, the average truck
driver has a shift of like 12 to 14 hours. They have to be on the road 12 and 14 hours at a time.
Get to see the country.
Well, no doubt about that, too.
I'm up 12 to 14 hours a day, too.
Hold on, Diva, you're incorrect.
Okay.
You're incorrect.
It's about young black males getting gig employment, Diva, and you're fighting me on it. I don't understand that.
I'm not fighting you. What I'm saying is I don't understand why Republicans want to push our young people into skilled trades instead of pushing them towards higher education.
Oh, my God. Republicans, what the heck?
You went
the crazy land again now.
But that's all I ever hear you guys talk about.
I'm just trying to get some suggestions from my people, and I can't win. And I just can't win.
I don't ever hear you guys talk about higher education. I hear mostly...
You got to be out of your mind. You're out of your mind, and that's all I can tell you. We talk about higher education every single day. Every day. We keep telling you. But when you can't get out of freaking high school, you can't go to higher education, Diva. You're not going to make it. We discussed this all the time. We had a big fight.
They have the academic skills as well.
So that the person can be retained in
college.
Strickland took $12 million out of the hands of the inner city early college program. Okay, that was a huge discussion on our show. Huge. Because I was not for the little community college that they put in, even though it's a good idea, and I have to repent and recant that. It is a good idea because guess what? A lot of these kids aren't ready for a real college when they first came out, or I shouldn't say real college, but for a mainline college. They have to go through and learn how to learn if they want to go forward.
Because colleges, in terms of the math, they'll start you out with a course like calculus. If you haven't had the basics of algebra, a person would be lost in a course like calculus.
Well,
they have to do all kinds of remedial learning for a lot of the public school students once they go to a big state university.
True.
If you have x plus 2 equals 4, if you don't know that x equals 2, then you ain't going to make it in calculus.
Right.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. And that's the thing that we're not paying attention to. It's a huge thing, Diva. We're not just, and I'm not trying to just not listening to what you're saying. Who's got a little radio up? Please turn it down. But the thing is, you gotta listen to what we say.
As much as you make me upset, I never insult you on this show. I don't insult anyone, but I'm constantly insulted. Yesterday I was called an uneducated ignorant. Now today I'm just basically stupid.
She said specifically, you're the most educated ignorant person. Right.
Yes.
Now that's not really an insult.
That's not an insult.
Ignorance means you don't. Let's leave it. Ignorance means you don't know, and it's evident.
Just because I disagree with something that you're saying does not make me a person ignorant.
We know that, but it's about what you.
Ignorant is the fact they do not know what they are talking
about.
They have no knowledge on the subject. I may have knowledge on the subject. I may have a different way of looking at it. That does not make a person.
Let me say something real quick, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead, Kavina, man.
Oh, just real quick. I think that nothing against Diva personally, but I think that sometimes, like, the females, they tend to discard certain type of work. Like, for instance, like they think that the only job is acceptable, not Diva personally, but they think the only job acceptable is to be in the air conditioned office in downtown. But they don't think about let me finish.
Hold on, Eric.
They don't think about who's building the office, who's installing the air condition, who's carpeting, who's laying down the electric lines, who's paving the roads for you to get to work, who's building that public transportation, who's driving that bus for public transportation. They tend to discard all that. All those millions of hard labor males is doing all that back-breaking, sweaty work. Disgustingly, you take a shower after work, they only think about, oh, I'm going to put on my pretty shoes, paint my nails, get my hair done, and go to work and sit in my nice, comfortable air-conditioned office.
Give me the man. What kind of beer you drink? Because I owe you a six pack, brother.
I don't drink, man. I just drink tea.
Get him some popcorn. He'll be all right.
Let's get him one of them big herbal tea samplers. Then that's what's up. And a big jar of honey. Yes. 440, you're in there.
Yeah, I wanted to clear up something about the truck driving. You know, you're talking about just long distance. Both of my brother-in-laws, they come home every day. They're short distance drivers, and they make a lot of money. And I have
how
an
long
education.
Have they been
driving? I have an education. And they make just as much money as I did.
Absolutely.
It all depends what you want to do. It all depends what you want to do. They make good money. They go on vacations twice a year. What's the big deal?
How long have they been driving those trucks?
It doesn't matter. If you're good at something, they're going to pay you good money.
It just goes back to the perception. Kavina Man just said perfectly.
You
know,
you can't argue with somebody that just has not experienced.
Diva, this is a perfect example. Hold on, you guys. This is a perfect example of you being educated but ignorant. You're ignorant of the truck driving field.
No,
okay,
yes,
you are. Yes, you are because of this. You wouldn't have said what you said. You wouldn't have said what you said if you had understood.
About money.
You're talking again.
You guys are putting words in my mouth.
Your questioning came along.
I know about a truck driver. Maybe it's just the black truck drivers, but every truck driver I know who first started out did not get those local routes right away.
You don't understand that with the shale drilling going on right now, truck drivers are coming on and making $80,000 a crack, and they're going home every night. $80,000 a crack, and they are making huge money, and they are living well.
And how, I never said they weren't making money. I know they make good money. I said, how long were they in those jobs to get those local positions?
Some of them are brand new. Some of them are brand new.
And they can learn the skills in the 11th and 12th grade. They can learn those skills in the 11th and 12th grade and be ready when they graduate from high school.
Hey, Jeff, 1971, one of them.
I got
you.
I had an uncle that drove trucks.
Yeah.
Out of Columbus, and they own a whole lot of land right off of he's passed away, but his wife owns a whole lot of land right off of the golf course by the Columbus Zoo. So I'm saying,
yeah.
We got 30 seconds.
I mean, actually, I think the truck driving.
Hold on, John, 440's talking. We're going to break here in a couple seconds. Go ahead.
My one brother-in-law, all he does is move equipment for a paving company every day. That's what he does. Okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't have to
be out in
California. Yeah, exactly. He did that since 1971. He's making money hand over.
We're going to run the on the other side of this break, we're going to run the jobs that are coming up in the future. Be right back. Morning with Tracy and Friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think the truck driving school is like 6 months. At the end of the 6 months is when they give the person the CDL license. And once you get the CDL license, then whoever's the operator of the company you work for, they can put you on a route.
And you can also go to diesel mechanic as well. You ain't got to go nowhere. You just work on them all day long.
I know a couple of people who never went to truck driver school, but they have their CDLs. They have their CDLs doing from something else. However, back to my original point, I don't know any truck driver that personally that was able to get a local route right off the bat.
Well, first of all, Diva, how you doing? This is Alabama. The point that the gentlemen are making is that you get into truck driving, drive for a while, you drive up under someone else's authority, and then you come in. Now, even if you come off the street, you're making $600 a week, which isn't bad for a lot of people. So if you do that, some people are making some people are making $600 to $800 riding under someone else's authority, riding their truck. And after you buy a truck, you get a truck for like $5,000, a used one. And now you ride and you get your own authority. You can ride routes locally under your own authority.
Okay, you're trying to explain something to me as if I don't know that already. The point I was making simply is the fact that you have to work your way. The pay is always going to be good when you're driving a truck. You're just not going to be very lucky in getting a local route, one, you've never driven a truck before, especially just coming out of high school or coming out of
I'd get someone on the phone right now on three-way, right now with you, that just got their license not too long ago, and I want you to tell him that because he's driving for local right now.
Yeah. I mean,
he just got his license this year. So I want you to tell him that you just can't say something is impossible. You just can't do that.
It was impossible. Okay. When did you hear impossible come out of my mouth?
Because you just said you don't do that.
Licensed.
And let me put it like this, Diva. The problem is, Diva, but that's your ideology. It's
that
really
it
the way you view the world.
I didn't say
that
never.
Makes
it,
hold on.
Said,
okay, Diva, stop just over talking.
Never.
I hear your point.
But
you said that point 10 minutes ago.
No.
You could just take one sentence and repeat it over and over to over talk people. Listen,
you're making it seem like I'm saying something that I didn't say.
Okay, well, Diva, the point I'm trying to – Diva, can you stop talking for a second?
And no, I'm not going to do that.
You're just going
to
keep talking.
You got a route that drives 3-4 hours away. You got to drive 3-4 hours back. That ain't no long haul. That's basically an 8-hour day. You done.
But what the point I was trying to make was your ideology. If you believe certain things are a certain way, then it's going
to
be that truth for you.
Because
that, Diva, that's your whole worldview. That's how you view the world. That's why you think like you do. Everything is empire. That's how you think. That's just you.
No, you don't know. First off, you don't know me from a can of paint. So
oh,
really
I get to know you every day when we sit here and talk. You tell me how you think. Out of a man's mouth, so his heart. I know your heart by the words you say, Diva.
When I'm talking about certain aspects and certain points on the radio show, does that not mean you know me and you know how I think?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what type of woman you are when I follow you. I don't know what type of mom you are and all that. But I do know when you sit up here and tell me that every time you tell me a situation, I can tell you how you're going to think. Every time. I can tell you that you're going to take a pessimist mentality on everything because you're a pessimist. You're just pessimistic.
I'm not a pessimist.
Yes, you are. You just you're defeated before you walk out the door. You're already defeated mentally. You're defeated.
You
are. I'm just telling the truth.
You don't know me.
Okay. Living for the love of you two.
Y'all getting on my damn nerves for real.
Ain't call you no names, Diva. You know I still love you.
I don't care. I don't care. I love you too, but y'all gonna be getting on my nerves. I just ain't gonna be no gang up on Diva today. Make
ain't gang up
like
on Diva.
Diva's not on the line, Diva. I'm not gonna do that to you today. Good morning. Morning with Tracy and Friends. A quarter to the hour of 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're talking to you about what's on our line. 330-205, you hung up just a little bit too early. That's okay. Alabama, you are in the air, dog. Talk to me.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, slow motion.
Yeah, I'm slow motion, too. I was listening to the discussion about trucking. I got a friend of mine, a guy named Kurt. He drives trucks now. But he's a hustler though. He'll get out there and talk to people. So he was about to get his own truck, but he got a guy that was going, he can drive for him. He drives trucks now locally. He comes home every day. He just got his license since January. He started back in January. Went to school, took the test, got his license, and he drives. But I'm just saying it's not impossible. It is a little bit more. It's easy for a guy that's got 5 years. I will do that, but it's possible. I mean, you just have to, know how to talk to people and get in that situation, and you can do it.
With the way that things are right now, Alabama, with the economy as in upheaval as it is, anything can happen at this particular time, good or bad. So, I mean, you can fall into the right thing quite easily here. And, but the thing is a lot of the inner city kids don't know about truck driving. Because nobody tells them.
Well, Kurt, I'll tell you what, you want me to call him on three-way?
You can.
I get him on here and let him clear the air on all this. You can't get no local route. We can clear that right now.
I mean, whatever. I'd love to hear from a truck driver. But you know what? There's a lot of other things because skilled trades right now, skilled trades is a lot of guys are going to be retiring in the next 5 years. You don't have enough people to replace them. And I'm talking about bricklayers. I'm talking about pipe fitters. I'm talking about the iron workers.
Men trade.
Yeah.
You look at all this focus on higher education. Who builds the higher education?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with Covina, man. I agree with Covina, man, when he just made that point about men and what men do.
A lot of times
the disparity in salaries with men and women are because women won't go out and be on an oil rig for 6 weeks, certain things that a man will do.
Yeah, in terms of physical labor.
Yeah, and they're not cut out for it, I'm sorry to say. Their bodies just aren't physically fit to do men-type work. Sometimes it
every time you say something like that, there's going to be some female come. Well, I know I can physically, but you got the exceptions to the rule. You got gay men that can't lift 50 pounds. But for the most part,
that's feminist. I'm sorry, but that's the feminist. That's what feminism has done to this country. It's taken we all just describe and it's kind of flush them down the toilet and belittle them. And those jobs are not to be belittled. Those jobs are to be respected. There's somebody going to do it at the end of the day.
Right.
Well, also, when it comes to the military, there's certain combat types of positions that I don't think they're ever going to be able to put females in. Like in terms of the Army Rangers or the Navy SEALs, those types of elite.
Well,
units,
hey,
do
you
I
know
don't
they
think
made G.I.
Females
Jane the
will
movie.
Be able to get in those units.
They made G.I. Jane the movie. You know, give me more out there, bald head doing it.
Yeah. The Army and the Marines both have already had to downplay the backpack for women on the 10-mile hikes or whatever it is that they call. South Carolina, you're in the air. You can comment. You Semper Fi, dog.
Hey, Semper Fi. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
I'm good.
Good.
Jeff, I have a salesperson in my office, and she came by to actually, she's a concrete grinder, so that kind of shoots Alabama down. But she is from, of all places, Salem, Ohio.
Salem?
Yes.
I am. Salem Quakers.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So you got one woman that's a concrete grinder, so that shoots down the whole argument. I bet you 85% of them are men. Okay.
How many other women work with you, Salem?
You know what? There are four other women that work with me. We actually measure sidewalks, and I don't do them. We actually cut the sidewalks. We don't grind them. It's a different process. But women as we do men out in the field, and I measure, and I'm out there in the heat, and I do the labor.
Are you a manly woman?
What do you think, Ruben?
No.
I don't know. I'm married, but I might like that. Okay, enough craziness before I get killed. Okay. Hey, no. You know. Of course, we're right here in Youngstown, and our sticks are down there in Salem. We're not too far from you, and I worked Salem as one of my sales territories for a long time for a state agency, and but you're in a field that is not normally a woman's field. But I understand with technology as it is, a woman can do certain things, but. But when you're in a situation where you're required to do, have a 75 pounds, 100 pounds on your back running through the desert or a jungle somewhere fighting people, I just don't think that that's something that I don't think women should do because of two things. First of all, the sheer strength it takes just to get through that. Not to say that they can't develop into beings that can do it. I just don't think it's a thing that befits your particular physique.
You know, to an extent, it is not the norm, and I have exercised my entire life, and I consider myself very fit, but I still don't think I would be able to do that on a daily basis,
right.
No matter how hard I work out and exercise. I think there are limitations, so I have to.
Yeah, women.
Right.
Women cannot do just the job that men do. Some jobs, non-strenuous jobs. She's running a saw, which is, and she's following the line and running the saw and pushing it along with a diamond tip blade. But you don't see women running 90-pound jackhammers, nor
too often
seeing them doing. Or see them operating a tamper, the old type tampers. I had a steel erection business for almost four decades, and women just could not do the job that men do. There's some things they could do, welders helper, yeah, but when it came down to doing something, the other one they couldn't.
I saw a jackhammer lady here that was pretty proficient with one, but go ahead.
There is one thing that women can't do that men can't do very well, and that is have a baby.
I was getting ready to say, that would kill
us. Yeah, and that's why I'm against the women going to combat. Because, I mean, what sense does it make for any society to send their women into battle?
Yeah. Well, they're talking about they want transgender people in combat in all the positions of the military, too. So if they put transgender and gay, I mean, they might as well start with women in the Navy SEALs or the Rangers.
That's an oxymoron, though. I mean, how are you going to put a transgender, transsexual out there? Come on, man.
Listen, it's
going to
happen. You know it's going to happen.
If you're coming out there with fingernails and weave,
You going out there fingernails and weave trying to fight a guy hand to hand? Come on, man.
No. No fingernails.
God made men to take out the trash and lift very heavy things, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm thankful for being a woman. And this is, there are women who are strong enough, such as women like Layla Ali. I'm sure she can do a man's job,
the
but you can see.
Champion is
oh, goodness.
It can
whoa.
But,
go ahead.
No, Layla Ali, but she's also a very feminine woman, and she has children, and she has a husband, which is great. So what I'm saying
yeah.
is,
what did she say about fighting a male?
She said, thank you, I'm glad you asked that. She said that she has beat some men, but she will not fight a man because a man's strength is not the same as a woman. Layla Ali said that. That's why I love her, because she's a woman, you know what I mean?
She's honest.
She has beat
some males. Let's get it straight. M-A-L-E, male. Your little boy is a male.
Mm.
But a man is a whole different thing.
Right. She said that. And the point is, that's what I love about being a woman, because, you know, I love it when I work a job, because men love to help women. They love to save women, so you use that, and men are going to lift the biggest things and all that stuff at work because of that type of mentality of believing a woman can't do it. I don't think that men are trying to put women down. I think that
you
is just reality. And one second, one Trace and Jeff. And with this feminist movement, which frustrates me, it's like these women don't understand that, and that's what aggravates me. It's like that's why I believe that the feminist movement is just a bunch of lesbian women who are not balanced with men, or who do not, or women who just don't understand women, or who don't understand what it means to be a woman.
That's exactly what they are. Bunch of Steinem, I mean Gloria Steinem types. People who are bitches,
yeah.
who want to be men. That's what the feminists, that's what a lot of the feminists are. I mean,
and
they're undercover lesbians.
That's what I thought, because a lot of this stuff doesn't make
sense. Go ahead,
Amenti. A lot of this stuff, to me, it's just, it doesn't make sense. As a woman who has children and who has a man in her life, God made man to take out the trash. That's what the Bible said, and that's why.
The Bible says we're to take out the trash.
I would have to say,
go ahead, Diva.
I think there is a lot of females who have been who got the feminist movement misconstrued, because Beyonce considers herself a feminist, but she doesn't want to be a man. They confuse the feminist movement with that other women's suffrage movement. They mm-hmm. want to express their sexuality and be free as being a sexual being, so they feel like, okay, I'm a feminist. But like someone said, the feminist movement came out of women who are lesbians who wanted to be like men. If you do your research and you go farther back, you go women who wanted the women for themselves, and they could not understand, and they hated men, and they could not understand the female-male dynamic. They couldn't understand that relationship. They didn't agree with the relationship, so what they wanted to do was destroy that relationship, and they brought about this movement. And a lot of females get it mixed through with that of the women's suffrage movement.
Well, you said a lot, but Amenti said something that men want to save women. And that is really true. You know, we open the door for women. Why? Not because we're trying to insult you. You can't open the door for yourself. It's that I look at you as something that I want to open the door for and make you make it easier for you.
Yeah, I saw a commercial the other day, Jeff, where they're trying to promote feminism, where basically they're trying to tell women they don't have to apologize to a man for anything.
No doubt.
But underneath the feminist movement is going to be the homosexual movement.
Yeah,
and this same-sex marriage and all this other stuff This is going to destroy the moral character of this nation.
Yeah, well, we'll be right back. We'll talk to you on the other side of our break. Mornings with Tracy and Friends.
Yeah.
What I see more, brother, than just talking, I want to say, I did a show on this too. I feel like the trans are the ones that they're really having the right for. Sam, because I don't want to get too, but I think it's the trannies, because you have to ask yourself, it's important for sexuality in the army, especially someone's gender. And to me, that's causing more problems, because let's say this is on Ellisville with you, someone may not keep living in the house.
You have a lot of homosexuals that were being raped already in the military. My brother told me a story of a guy, big muscular, big strong wrestling guy, basically beat a guy down and made him give him oral sex. So
and,
yeah, it happened. And that was in the Marines.
So does that make that guy?
It's like a prison mentality.
A closet homosexual, or does he still think he's straight because he got hit from a guy?
The guy basically thought he's straight. He thought he's straight. He basically was with women, but he beat that guy down. I mean, the guy was real big and muscular. The other guy was small, and he tried everybody. He tried everybody. And people basically he had to beat people up. But this guy, he just saw, I guess, fear in his eyes, and he pounced on him.
Well, in those types of situations, people will test one another to see who's the more powerful. So you may have a guy come up to a guy he thinks is weak, and he'll ask the guy to give him head or something, and he's trying to test the guy to find out if the guy is weak or not.
But that's a prison mentality. You still, if you can even be with the same sex, it's homosexual because you're doing the same sex.
The only thing I'm saying is sometimes people will test you, like if you're on a sporting team or if you're in a situation where you have to be in a situation where a person has to deal with a lot of men and so forth. You have men who think they're stronger than other men, and they'll test the weaker man by, you know, asking him to give him head and all the other type stuff, trying to test to see if he's weak or not.
But
I bet you the dude Alabama talked about, the dude Alabama was talking about, I guarantee that bully, that probably happened to him too, though, a long time ago. He won't want to talk about it.
That sounds suspect to me, because you could test it a whole lot of different ways than just having another man perform all sex on you.
Yeah, you got some deep issues if you're going to do that. You got some issues. Now, you ain't just, testing manhood.
Yeah,
Alabama.
That's,
I think somebody did that to him, too.
That's some other stuff right there. That sounds like a prison story.
That sounds like somebody who is wrestling and dealing with their homosexual tendencies themselves.
That's some other stuff.
I think that happened to him a long time ago.
I think that we have to come back to, like I said again, I don't, if anybody's homosexual, whatever, I don't care, gay marriage, I personally don't even care, because it doesn't mean that they won't make children, and I just don't care about that. But the transgender is the one that has my eyebrows raised because of what's come of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a woman with a woman, she can always go back to a man and choose. So a man can do the same thing, and that's their choice. But what I'm saying is, with the transgender, you're dealing with a whole another ball game of things that can tread in dangerous waters if we're not careful about it.
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you honest truth. If I was a homosexual, I'd rather be dead. I'm old fashioned, and I just feel like you should be ashamed of your. That's just me. I know that sounds bad. It's just, it's an embarrassment. It really is.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I mean, hello?
Yeah.
Was the whole designation of transgender and homosexual behavior was taken out of the DSM as being in the realm of abnormal psychology? Because before, the psychologist and the psychiatrist consider the transgender person to have an abnormal sense of their own sexuality.
Come on, Philly. That's me right there, Phil. I'm with you. I'm with you on that, Philly.
You know, look at that as a mental illness.
No.
Yeah,
Philly, I'm going to tell y'all something. Oh, I'm sorry, Diva. I'm not to cut you off. Just real quick. Yo, in New York City, I noticed something. kids on medication, kids who are disabled on medication, I noticed a lot of them were homosexual, and I noticed a lot of them were even going through becoming transgender.
Because it messes with your hormones.
Right.
It messes with your hormones.
A boy that was on crutches and a girl that was on crutches, they both had something wrong with their legs. The girl dressed like a fool, like a boy, straight up, and the boy was transforming to a woman. And they were the only disabled people in the school, the only two.
Yeah, there's this one drug that they have. This one drug they have out now, and they're saying if your son has developed female breasts, give us a call. You can file a lawsuit. I'm like, what type of drug they got?
No, that's That's called gynecology. A lot of bodybuilders get it from taking steroids too.
It's not a steroid. It's not a steroid.
No, she's talking about that commercial would start with an R, right?
Yeah, I think
I know. No, that condition when a man has female breasts is called gyna something.
No,
I can't pronounce
it. I know
it's a
commercial.
But it's a medication.
Yeah, there's a commercial with a medication.
I'm saying the medication caused that condition. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The medication. So she's right. There's something in this medication that they're putting in this medicine to where a male is starting from breast. And then the female is getting more testosterone in her, and she acting more manly. Something suspect right there.
And I mean, honestly, truth be told, it's some plans out there. They're out to get Rex 84. They got a bunch of plans where they're talking about population control in the black community, giving people hormones to disrupt their hormones in the womb. And when they come out, they have it fully. They look like a man. They got all the deep, but they didn't
That's
develop all the way because of the chemicals that the mother had in her womb pumped in her body when they were just still gestating as a baby.
That's why I do not trust birth control. I know some people need to have it because they don't know how to abstain
I never trusted birth control.
But I cannot trust birth control.
I mean,
I think our society is away from just discipline
altogether. Like, we just undisciplined,
yeah.
Period. Like, discipline
yeah.
is the key to success. If you don't have any discipline, you can't achieve anything.
Right.
So,
yeah.
True.
And also, these churches are forgetting what the Bible states about homosexuality if they're going to allow same-sex marriage-type ceremonies to be performed in the church.
Yeah.
That goes against what the Bible says.
They ain't forgetting, they just scared to be perfect.
They
just scared.
They
just scared.
Just like the girl that married dear old Sam and make me so mad. Men, I'm talking about men.
This sexist song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the name of that?
These are
sounds like my kind of song.
Terrorist. Terrorist, I tell you. I can't take it. I can't take it. I think that something should be done about that song right
now.
Nah,
you know, Jeff, you gotta understand, man. I can tell you, I hate men. I always say I hate men, but it's just, you know. But I love,
oh
I,
my
I love him at the same time. You can't live
imagine.
Without him. I can't
live without him.
But I
can't
love him.
Do with it.
Oh my
can't
God.
Do without.
Exactly.
You can make your life happy.
Exactly.
Turn your life inside out. 1 minute with you, the next minute gone. Love can be right, but it can turn
Perfect.
Out so wrong.
Exactly.
Where's Tracy?
That's my song.
Well, the main thing is, in order to be with a man, you got to know yourself. You got to love yourself to love somebody else.
Absolutely.
So it's a whole lot of females out here don't love themselves, and they don't know themselves.
Oh, there's a lot
that's the reason why they can't
love
another man.
Men don't love themselves either. There's a whole lot of men don't love themselves.
That's why you have a lot of males, a lot of boys perpetrating as men. Trying to be men and hurting women, and then you have the same vice versa. Because when you don't know who you are, you don't love yourself, it's impossible for you to love someone else.
But
you
I wanted
never
to ask a question,
Jeff.
Before you ask the question, I wanted to
Hey, everybody hold on a second, because I got a local caller trying to call in. And I'm going to let him or her get in here. Local caller, come on in before we ask these questions.
Hi, Steve.
You got something to say?
I think. Yeah, I have something to say, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you don't cut me off now.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason why many of the different churches and ministers get into trouble for bringing up about same-sex marriage and homosexuals is because they're taking money from the government. Now, the one religious group that I often talk about, Deaners, they don't...
That's only one place, Steve.
They don't have anything to do since they don't get any money from the government.
What?
In their articles, or even at their congregation, they could bring up about homosexuality and how God, how they call God Jehovah, don't approve of that conduct.
Steve, churches aren't allowed to get money from the government.
Remember when George Bush,
Faith-based initiative, you had to have a separate organization to be able to receive that money because of the false argument of...
But Jeff, there are denominations that are getting money from...
You name them.
There are your different churches that have proved giveaway a lot of that.
Steve, name them. There aren't any. Sorry to tell you. Sorry. Steve, let the music do the talking for you, brother. Steve, let the music do the talking for you. I'm trying to help you out, brother. Because, see, pretty soon she's going to be married and you won't have a chance to do this.
But you see, I not only want you, baby, but I need you. And the need is so strong.
You hear that,
it's
Diva?
Almost like that of a junkie. In other words, baby, I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me.
Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, Diva. Okay. Okay, Diva, what do you have to say to all of that that Steve had me produce for you? I have her silent. Now I know how to keep Diva silent. I'm good. Go ahead, Amenti. You were going to ask a question.
My question is, what is the purpose of these transgenders wanting to go into the army? And what about the rules in the army? I mean, wouldn't these fingernails and hair and stuff, wouldn't that also be sort of a distraction in the army?
Yes, it would.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, there's no way that a transgender is going to be allowed to have fingernails, because guess what? Women aren't allowed to have fingernails in the army. So miscalculation of events there. They have to abide by Army reg because, now just because they've had their plumbing changed, does that mean that they're not going to be able to function? And of course, they're going to want to tell people they're transgender, which is crazy to me because I don't want to know what you are. I ain't coming out. I'm not coming after you.
No,
I'm not
you
trying
know.
To get.
No,
well, I'm
you
just saying.
Know
I know a transgender boy, meaning he's a boy who's a girl now, and he tells men up front because he's so beautiful, he looks like a woman. So he tells men up front that I'm not a woman.
Well, and I think you need to be honest with a man.
Right.
If you went from
because heterosexual people live their life differently. They'll kill you, you know, for lying.
Yes, they will.
They will kill you for lying because that's very
especially
for men. Men definitely.
Well, that's you understand that though.
They had a case like that here where a man had sex with a transgender man and he got so upset that he killed the man and then he cut his body up in pieces and he dumped it in a lot.
Well, I think he had problems in the first place. But because you don't just go there, you know, from that. You beat somebody.
You don't cut people up, but no, I can understand beating them to the unconscious. I can understand.
Yeah, I can be beating them to the white meat show. Yeah, absolutely.
You bust them to the white meat, Jeff.
That's right. Beat them, bust that head to the white meat show. Because I couldn't imagine. People have to understand something.
So that's the slippery slope that we're going down as a nation.
Well, I mean, I would be upset if I came across a man who used to be a woman. I would be livid, because to me, you're still a woman on the inside. I don't care. You got your plumbing changed, your DNA, your chromosomes didn't change.
Exactly.
You are still a female. And that's all I'm going to look at you as. I don't care what you look like on the outside. So, yeah.
You remember Holiday Hart with Ving Rhames, a cross-dresser, and then the dude tried him. He switched right back into man mode and beat the dude up. Then got, oh, we have to go. Like, after
but
he beat the guy up.
He wasn't a transgender. He was transsexual or cross-dresser.
Well, whatever the difference, whatever it is, trans, whatever. He was walking
well,
around looking like a woman.
Here's the whole thing. I've seen people get surprised, and I've seen the person get beat, and I've also seen somebody get surprised and attempt to beat somebody and got beat themselves. Because these guys are strong.
Yeah,
and,
they are transgender men. They're not all weak.
Because they're still men.
Exactly.
Main thing you have to look for is that Adam's apple and that jawline. So if a man dressed up like
yeah.
a woman, you see that Adam's apple, you see that jawline, and then
yeah, but a transgender is completely different.
And then you can look at his feet and his hands.
Hey, Jeff. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know as well as I do. In the flip, of, for those that don't know what the flip is, the Philippines, you cannot tell.
Yeah. You can't tell.
If you have ever gone to the Philippines and you've seen what they call Benny Boys.
Yeah, right.
No idea. You have no idea. You can't tell. They don't have Adam's apple.
Have you seen the Hangover? Have you seen the movie Hangover 3? In Hangover 3, there is an episode. They're looking for their friend. The guy who is getting married, he ended up having an indiscretion with a stripper that he thought was a female stripper. You look at this chick, you like, oh, my gosh, she looks like a beautiful woman, beautiful body, until she turns around from the front after she removes her underwear and found out she was not all woman. But she had no Adam's. They have no Adam's apple. They get good surgery. No Adam's apple. The chick that just came out from the show Orange is New Black, she's a transgender in real life. She's a lesbian on the show, and in real life she's transgender. You would never know that. By looking at
we
her,
got
you never know
what
she's
well, no doubt,
they
that's,
must have
that's
been
what crying, oh, that's what crying game was all about.
Looking men before they went transgender.
No, not all the time. Listen, there's too many anomalies going on out here, and too much craziness, and what they can do with hormone therapy and all of that good stuff is really something. Local caller, you're in there.
Yeah, Jeff, what I was going to say to you is that it shows that we live in a pretty sick world when that type of perversion goes on. It just seemed like, since we've gotten away from God and it's our country is coming to be almost like the Roman government.
It is the Roman government. It's going the same way. We're the same eagle.
It's debauchery.
Jeff.
What'd you say, Steve?
It just shows that some people are pretty sick and stuff like that, Jeff. And a lot of that goes back to what they abused when they were a child. And then plus, that's something to do with the Bible, too, Jeff.
Because I agree.
God over to that type of behavior. So, I mean, Jeff, I don't want to sit here and be judging people or, let's say, come across as being a hypocrite because I struggle with immorality. My
Steve, we're not going through this. So what? So what? I mean, that's everybody. So. The thing is, it's crazy out here, and that's what it is. We're not interested in how the Jehovah's Witnesses deal with it and stuff like that. Well, I'm just saying, but you always speak of them. And so my point is, once again, that's okay.
All religions actually speak against that behavior.
No, they don't. I hate to tell you, all of them don't. Alabama,
well,
you were here, and you didn't... Well,
yeah,
okay.
I wanted to interject something. I feel like
Steve,
I feel
hold
like
on,
we
brother.
Have. Yeah, hello.
Go ahead, Alabama.
Yeah, I just feel like right now, it's sad. I mean, I've seen situations. My mom fixed hair, so I've been around. I used to go to the Bruno Brothers hair show. I'm from Montgomery. We used to go to Atlanta and see. I've been seeing this stuff since 84. So it's crazy, man. I mean, it's sad, and I really don't blame a man for beating one of them you can't even tell he's breathing. I mean, I really can't. If you do something like that to somebody, you deserve it.
Well,
I would say you deserve it, but I can certainly understand.
No, I mean,
see,
listen, that is reprehensible.
You're a female.
To a straight man, for you to touch another man is reprehensible. It is not a okay thing. It is reprehensible. It irks. It's just like I'll run from here. Hold on, I'll run from here down the street to kill a spider because I hate them. Okay, if I see a spider, I'm gonna go kill it because I can't stand it.
But
don't let it get on me. Yeah.
But isn't it men's fault all the time for every time we see two women kissing? Oh, I like that. I like that. And I never did, but I hate when I hear guys say that because it's like you can't tell two women.
You find yourself
I don't see the big deal. I really don't. Maybe I'm boring sexually. I don't think so.
I don't see the big deal either.
I'm just tired. Every time you cut the TV on, we see women kissing, and then it's. Oh, man, the men are to blame. They push this homosexual mess more than anybody. Then they'll turn around and say they don't like two men. I'm like, but you every time it started with the white women, now black women are kissing every 10 minutes. I'm tired of looking at it.
Yep.
In fact, they had an episode on that Love and Hip Hop where the man was married to a woman and she had a lesbian girlfriend, and the lesbian girlfriend came over to the house to have sex with the wife. This was on last night.
Yeah,
I said, man, stuff is all over the TV.
Well, the thing is, True Blood predicted this because this stuff has been going on for a very long time. And unless you knew that world, you know about all this stuff. So for people who never knew about this world, this is very shocking to them that it's like vampires coming out the coffin, you know, for lack of reference. And a lot of
it has not been very open and accepted in the African American
Right, but it's been going on.
Now check this out. Listen, what? The Christian lady, Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's a Christian. Yeah, I'm about to say
they
that.
They used her.
Yeah.
This is what you call perversion, and this
is
what you have is a spirit. In the world.
Yeah, because she said it felt so wrong, it felt so right.
Right, and how
perversion.
To convince people, that convincing people of immoral behavior, or we call it immoral if you're a believer or you have a standard.
Right.
But see that's where I was getting back to where politically, there is no moral.
Right,
okay,
there is no moral.
To certain people. There is no moral. So I can't ever be with that, because I have a moral.
Right.
Okay, now, if I was the biggest freak in the world, I wouldn't
That's
be trying
to
convince
to
some...
Go, Jeff. That's why religion, they start with Christianity, and then when they get Christianity gone, they're going to come after Islam.
Wait,
they're scared of Islam right now because they know they're kids.
Well,
The next step is going having sex with animals.
Hold on, John.
Jeff, you know something else, too? You know, Nicki Minaj is another one. She comes from the Caribbean culture, and they don't play that at all. You know, you can die. It's, you know, so you're allowed to kill someone over that. And look at her. She used the LGBT community saying she was a lesbian woman and got them all on her, and she never was from the start. You understand? And her culture does not permit that at all. So it's not even just the Christian. Everybody from different angles are being, people are being used, period.
I know a couple of Caribbeans who are lesbian.
Well, most of them, I know.
No, that doesn't mean. Wait. Ahmed Dinejad said that there are no homosexuals in this country, and we know better than that. Okay, so my point is, just because you know some Caribbeans that are homosexual doesn't mean that it, you know, that it's accepted in their society, because it's not.
I'm not saying it's accepted in their society, but what I'm saying is, just because Ahmed Dinejad says there's no homosexuality in Iran doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah,
in his world,
it
doesn't happen.
In his world, they say that we kill them. That's why he said what he said.
Over there in Saudi Arabia, you get hanged if you get caught in a homosexual act. They do a
immediately.
Public execution on you.
Immediately.
I just don't get it. I like men too much. I do not like someone who would have the same parts as me. And it's just about a man that I just love. And I don't get homosexuality. I just don't get it.
I just think that we need to just come back to men and women learning how to balance with one another. We have become so unbalanced with one another, because the transgender man is sounding like a heterosexual man the way he talks about women. So that tells you right there, we have to come back to men and women, feminine, masculine energy, and learn how to get along and love one another and master one another. Men are idiots, for goodness sake. That's what I learned as a grown woman. I sat down, I realized men are idiots, and you learn how to master.
Hey.
Well,
certain
men that are smarter than other men.
The main difference with men is that
some men are very intelligent, and you have a lot of men that aren't.
John, you gotta hold on, bro. You can't just break in. What you talking about, girl?
See, I don't care how intelligent.
How we gonna have a conversation? You gonna call men idiots?
Listen.
Where's all my brothers at on the line here? What's going on here?
Listen, when you date a man, when you love a man, something always idiotic about that man. I don't care how intelligent he is. Just like a woman, there's something always dingy about her. It's the same thing with a man. Men are idiots. I'm sorry.
Say all men are idiots.
The whole thing is
you have some men that are geniuses,
and you have some men that are very stupid.
No.
John, you're breaking in once again. Let me call you up. Nancy, hold on, sweetie. Now, I'm going to let you finish, even though I'm insulted. I'm telling you, I'm really hurt. And I think that I ought to call Children's Services and have your kids taken away from you.
Jeff, hold on. I'm going to tell you why.
Hold on, Eric.
Let him finish. Go ahead, Amethy.
All men do this. I don't care what level of life this man is on. He can't find his keys. Baby, where are my keys? They were my keys. They right there in his pocket. Every man.
Here's the thing, though.
Wait a minute, Eric. Hold on. Let him finish.
Every man does that. Men are idiots.
No,
that's
not true.
A lot of men are at extreme levels.
Hold on, John. I'm going to have to shut y'all off and bring you in one at a time, because I can't have the train wreck. A message said we can't find our keys. Men out there, give me a call, 330-781-9600. Or men out there, give me a call at 1-347. Now, I'm going to let you in, 945-5229. Now, I got to let Eric in and then John and Mente.
This is Alabama.
Yeah, I got you, brother. Eric, go ahead.
She,
Yeah, she's right, though. We men are idiotic. We do some idiotic things. Like, we had this bright idea to decide to put an electrical wire and fly a kite, and a current came through that, and guess what? Now we have light bulbs. A man also decided to do something also idiotic, which is decided to take fuel and air, mix it together, and ignite it with a spark, and guess what? We now have the internal combustion engine, just y'all need to get to work.
A lot of those inventions were about women, too. You know that? A lot of those inventions were not.
Hold on a minute, Minty, what inventions were made by women? Because I don't think women invented nothing.
No, all jokes aside, I'm making a point. No, all jokes aside, what I'm trying to say is when men and women begin to balance one another, these are the different little things that we begin to learn about one another, and this is how we learn how to master one another. And master doesn't mean control. And this is what I feel like we need to come back to in order to
mm-hmm.
Our idiocracy, my point is this. Our idiocracy led to a lot of great discoveries.
No. You said my point.
You're
taking it to another level. That's not what I'm saying. You misunderstanding what I'm saying by saying y'all are idiots and women can be dingy. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about when we come together as one. These are the different things we get to see in as couples. And this is how we can come together as one. I mean, I don't attract idiotic men. I don't attract stupid men. But I was just being silly and just making a point in what I was saying. That's all.
No, she wasn't. Somebody called Children Service. Hold on, Alabama. I said, Eric, John, been waiting. Hold on, Diva. You got
to
go after
that. The only thing I wanted to say is when it comes to the intelligence of men, you'll find men at different extreme levels, meaning that you'll have some men who are geniuses, and you'll have some men on the other side who happen to be idiots. So the thing is that men operate off ego. So therefore, if they're lost and they can't find their keys, they're not going to tell their woman they're lost or they can't find their keys. So that basically men always want to appear like they're strong and that they know everything. And that's
we
just
do.
The nature of men. Because men operate off their egos.
Right, and that's something that needs to be, like, right, you see how you said that? And that's something that needs to be learned amongst men and women. Just like I said, when you're at work and you can't lift something, even if I can lift it, I know that man is going to want to lift it for me because I'm a woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are part of the things that balance us. With this feminist movement and stuff and this all this stuff, they're battling the man when it's not to battle him. That's all I'm saying.
Alabama, straighten this crazy woman up.
Let me interject one point, because I got to go take a bath. But this is the thing. A woman has the ability in her body to create a completely separate human being. All a man does is keep for 10 seconds, and bam, 9 months later, she got a baby, right? That is amazing. In balance of that, although a man can only skeet for 10 seconds and that's all he got, we build civilization. That's what we do as men, right? So it's a balance. But women don't see their value in what they do because you can't have a civilization without a mother and a child.
Exactly.
So it's a balance. And it's like, but the feminist movement taught women to say, all right, screw the mother and the child situation. You need to go take some of the man's attributes of what he can do and look him in his face and tell him you're equal. And then what you get is look like the black community. That's what you get.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Go ahead, Diva.
All I have to say is the man that I love is not that way. He is very capable. If anything, I will lose something before he loses something. So,
while you trying to get him, you treat them nice. We understand the game. Okay? We understand the game, Diva. But I would just tell you just like this. This is how I feel about the whole thing. Okay? Y'all going to talk about we idiots, we this, that, and other, but guess what?
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Never mind. I don't think I can play that song. Oh, y'all don't know what that song is, though.
That'll get you that 9 months later right now. That'll get you 9 months later. You play that one.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, John?
This is Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
I saw a news story yesterday where there was a guy, he calls himself a male feminist. He's selling his hoodies and t-shirts. He has a daughter, and he says that basically he lets his daughter do whatever she wants,
She can come home whenever she wants on a date, and it's up to her what happens on that date. I'm like, really?
What?
Yeah. See, that's what,
I'm,
see,
like,
that's
man,
what I'm talking
you,
about.
You are made of jelly.
They lost their minds here, Doc, and it goes into every other part of life. That's the problem. They're crazy. They have lost their minds. You know, how are you going to say, I'm a male feminist? You're an idiot. And why is it wrong for me to call that man an idiot? Because that's what he is. He's
no
an
problem.
Idiot.
I have no problem if somebody walks up to him, punches him in the face, and takes his wallet. I don't care.
I do. I have a problem with somebody taking. But here's the thing. I don't have a problem with somebody saying, you know what, you're an idiot. You know, because, you know, you say things that don't make sense, and you're saying something stupid, and you got a convoluted thought about it that you're trying to fit into something that it doesn't fit into. There's a lot of square peg and round hole going on in society right now, and it goes into every part of our society. It affects our churches. It affects our governments. It affects our homes. Because it is what you saw on TV last night with whatever that situation was that you were telling me, you know, somebody was telling me earlier, and you know, you got this indoctrination of people. You have the kids; they make sure they do crazy stuff right in prime time while kids are still up, and they go to sleep on watching. What's that one where they got the the homosexual guys trying to date and come into a certain be together right on TV? It's a sitcom of some sort, and that's all they talk about is screwing, and it is reprehensible. It is not alluring to the slightest bit. I don't think it's alluring to gay people. I think it's just go ahead.
I want to say that, too, to the audience out there. Even for people in the LGBT community, I think that there are some things that they have to even speak up on and say, hey, we're not with this. We don't agree with this. Because some stuff is really taking it far. And one thing with me being a mother, I have to say, when the children are involved, that's when I have to step in. And I have to say, wait a minute, I'm not agreeing with transgender children. Something's up with that. You know, that's when I have to step in. And when I see children who are on medication because of their physical condition,
right,
and then I see that their sexualities, I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh, my God, this something else is going on here. You're saying that this is what you are, but you don't realize, I don't think this is what you truly are. So when I see that, that's when I step in and say, okay, LGBT community, now it's time to step in and start saying stuff, because this
go to YouTube, Aminti, and check out Umar Johnson. He talks about those medications.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I cried when I heard him talk about that. Everything, sometimes I cry because I know I've been feeling this for years. Since 2005, I started picking up all this stuff, and I'm only 29 years old. And I picked up this stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, he knows what he's talking about, because I felt it and I saw these things, but I couldn't express it the way I can talk about it now.
It's getting to a point where if you have a child that wants to be a little boy or just wants to be a little girl, then they're looked at as a weirdo now.
That's what they're doing. And that lady in California that did that mess, talking about her son has always called himself a girl. Well, you should have told him you're not a girl, you're
it's
a boy.
To a lot of pedophiles.
I remember my daughter, she was given G.I. Joe for her birthday. I sent that gift back. I said, you know what, I appreciate the gift, but my daughter will not be playing with G.I. Joe's.
No,
I'm sorry. My girl, I'm teaching my daughter that she's a girl.
Yeah, me
I've
too.
Seen, I see my cousin's son. She allowed him to play with Barbie, and he grew up very effeminate. They're trying to say he ain't gay, but I don't know.
There's more to it than that, I guarantee you.
So, but I'm just like, I didn't want her playing with G.I. Joe's Tonka trucks, dressing up like just doing boy things, because I feel like that confused children. And they're going to need to teach them the difference between boys and girls. You are boys.
But Diva, that speaks to the balance
girl.
Because. But that speaks to balance, Diva. That's the balance situation because a guy can't raise a woman, and a woman or women. It's certain things that women don't notice that men notice. The way you hold your legs as a guy. The way certain women don't pay attention. I've seen women that have sons. And they do certain feminine things. They don't even notice it. But a man sees it right out because we're men. Just like a woman notices things. I had a girl, I said, man, Serena Williams is fine, man. She did. They're like, oh, she's a dyke. She's hard. She, but then when they started saying it, I noticed it. Like, okay, she is kind of hard. She is kind of, but I didn't even pay attention to that because I just look at, you know, certain proportions on that body and say, oh, man, she's right. You know, but at the end of the day, women don't notice when their little boys are doing certain things. You need a man. It's balance. That's how you build a good, strong civilization, society. You need a man and a woman, and they both need to understand their roles.
True. When your two-year-old only chooses to play with the girl toys, when your two-year-old is walking around in heels, you know what I'm saying, the little, his cousins will play heels in a purse on his arm, as a mother, you should know right off the bat that is something that's not right.
Well, I mean, you can't necessarily call that one.
As a mother, you know, you got to understand something. You know, unless you have that testosterone infused partner in your life, that's going to check you on the stuff that men need to be doing and men need to be saying, you're going to have a problem. So
I'm sorry.
The importance of having a man and a father and a mother in the life of that child.
If I had a son as a single mother, there is no way my 2 or 4 year old is going to be walking around in heels, dressing up as Cinderella, carrying a purse.
That's totally different than what I'm saying. I had a big sister, and we dressed up as everything. So she would dress up like a guy at times, and she ain't nowhere near, you know, that way. I dress up like a girl. I'm talking about being kids. And I'm talking about being, you know, toddler kids, where, you know, you're talking about no older than 7 years old and stuff like that. But the thing is if it gets to be some kind of habit, then you got an issue.
And that's the thing, as a single mother, a lot of single mothers choose to turn a blind eye to it on purpose because it's different when when you're role-playing with your siblings, you know what I'm saying? We all done it. But it's different when it's a habit, when your son does not refuse to play with the boy's gender toys. He only wants to play with the female gender toys, and he likes to dress up as female.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You need to
that's not good.
As a single mother. That's
we'll agree on that. Now, we get ready to go to break. I'm just going to tell y'all what it really is all about, Amenti. You gonna tell us how this is what's up. Alabama, give it up.
I love this song.
Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold.
That's a simple song. That's a problem.
Girl,
right
to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure, I got the world to make your mind.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Calling hours were held last night at the Elaine Field.
Diva, the point you were making, I agree with you. I think that you can't have a child just walking around in a dress. But the point I was making was about subtleties, like small little subtleties, things that you may not even pay attention to, but men notice. And not only men, homosexual men notice, and that makes I'm going to try to molest him, or I'm going to try him because he's wearing his
hair
like this, or he's doing this and doing that.
What are, What are the subtleties? Like, what would be some of the
I would have to see them. I'm going to tell you what my dad did. I was playing my sister. This is long. This is way back in the day, right? I was playing my sister. Mom was there, and I had saw this movie, Humpback in Notre Dame. I was real little, right? So I had, like, Humpback in the outfit. He had, like, this little belt that was, like, above his belly button, right? So I took the belt. I took a belt and tied it around my stomach, and I'm chasing my sister. You know how kids are. I'm chasing my sister. We laughing. Dad came home and saw that belt around my stomach and went off. What are you doing? Because he understands that's a womanly outfit. You know what I'm saying? Mom thought, mama didn't really say nothing. She was like, okay, well, but then when he said it, she's like, yeah, you got a point. Yeah, Bill, don't do that. But I didn't know any better. I was just playing with my sister. That's one thing. The way I hold my legs, there's little stuff like that that I thought was stupid when my dad used to get on to me. Don't hold your legs like that. When you go get a purse, never put it on your shoulder. Little stuff that you might think is stupid, later on down the line, you understand because if a homosexual sees you doing that, you might get molested. He might try you. You never know. When you're a little kid, that's how that stuff takes place. But men kind of guard and protect from those things. Women don't even notice those little things. Now, wearing a dress, putting on makeup, and playing with Barbie is obvious. But little things like that is not so obvious. And I think men do notice stuff like that.
Alabama, let me add that you are absolutely correct, because having my two sons and having their father here is so much detailed things that he teaches me with our sons that I don't think I would have paid, I know I wouldn't have paid attention to as a mother, even down to potty training. I'm like, don't touch yourself, boy, don't touch yourself. He's like, no, let him touch himself so he can get used to the feeling down there. Don't do, you know, there's little things like that that he expresses to me, or how the boy sits or how the boy acts, or if I pick him up, if he falls, and little things like that he teaches me and allows me to say, look, let him be a boy. You know what I'm saying? Just let him be a boy. That's what he says often. So I could have...
I have a question for you.
Women, let me make one point. You women have a gift of nurturing a child. If a child falls, I'm 39 years old. Something happened, I think of my mom. That's just how I am. But at the same time, women do that, and the man will sit there and say, let him get up on his own. Let him. My dad used to kick me down and do little rough stuff with me. Mama would be like, don't do that, Arthur. That's what you, don't do that. I'm just roughing him up a little. You know, now I understand. We appreciate that stuff. That's why you need both. You don't need
okay,
one.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. I have a question for you guys, okay? My 4-year-old nephew is enamored with butts and boobs. Okay, him being a guy, I mean, not a guy, a male child, do you discourage that, or do you go like, okay, that's normal? Cause like,
no, you aim,
like,
you aim that in the right direction. You aim that in the right. You don't want him to be
okay.
a pervert, but you do aim
right.
that.
Right.
It's like Alabama
said,
though.
That he's serious about it as such a I've never been around boys.
I'll
like,
give the world
so.
To make your mind. Pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of jet black sand. Out right in the rain. We can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not. And from he never knew it gets you hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. That's my song right there. Anyway, how y'all doing here this afternoon on Mornings with Tracy and Friends? It's not quite afternoon yet. It's just about 11:45 to 12:00. And we have Joe singing his song, All the Things Your Man Won't Do.
Yeah, one point.
That goes out to Menti. Okay, Menti? That's for you.
I have a man over here, 3 children, you know.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Joe.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Jeff.
You guys aren't.
Yeah, Jeff, you know what, though? You know what? That whole vagina worshiping movement that came out in the 90s, I think it's bad.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Kidding me? Those were the best meetings I ever went to.
That's vagina worshiping, man. Your woman, women like real men. I'm sorry. You're worth more than gold. No.
Yes,
women like real manly men. Guys like that, they take their
money. I don't think so.
They take, unless you're a singer that got millions of dollars, you get had. You women don't like weak men. Men that just fall in love, and I just love you. No, that's a simp. I'm sorry. And I wish somebody was here to co-sign. I wish Stanley was here.
I'm co-signing, Alabama.
Like these songs, like Babyface, what's that song? I'm going to pay your rent, wash your clothes, cook. Please.
No, I don't want you.
I'm going to give you my credit card. Man, get up out of here.
Give you my money, my house and my car.
No,
that's why a lot of these females are attracted to bad boys, because they end up going out with guys that are living on the edge because they can't find a manly guy among their peer group.
They worship these women. They worship abuse. I don't care what she look like. She has done nothing to deserve my money. Until she does that, I'm not going to look at her be equal. I don't care how big your buddy is. I don't care how pretty you are. Women can be selfish and low down just like a man. I'm sorry.
It's about balance. Tracy was throwing it out there that she was interested. You know, I've been trying to hook y'all up for a while, and here you go talking about you ain't.
Who is that? Wait. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Can you hear me good? Or does it sound real muffled? Okay, I got problems on this end then. I don't know what's going on with my
You got a bad wire.
I got a bad something, that's for sure.
Yeah, when you wiggle it, you cut in and out and you go static. You got a bad cable, patch cord or something.
Yeah, it's my mic and everything. Somebody's giving me a... hold on. Eric, where you at? Okay, yeah, Eric always gives me a thing. But go ahead, not so blind. You haven't talked all day. Go ahead, talk to me.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I've been listening to the conversation, and I'm beginning to understand why I'm so screwed up. Because when I was in the project, the girl next door turned 15, and she was one of the first girls to be noticeably female. And she made the mistake one day of hanging her brassiere on the clothesline outside instead of drying it privately. And the gang members told me if I wanted to be a member of the gang that I had to do something. And they made me take off my shirt and put that bra on and knock on her door at 12, 13 years old and use a falsetto voice and ask her if it made me look full figure. No wonder why I'm a mess. I just violated every rule you've been talking about here just to join a gang.
My nephew called those elbow stoppers.
Well, we thought they were double-barreled slingshots after seeing the Beverly Hillbillies that Ellie Mae refused to wear one. But double-barreled slingshot, yep.
Well, anyway,
it's a complicated issue, Jeff. I know we're making light of it, and everybody's got their strong opinions about it. It's a complicated issue. It's just that the gender roles have been very blurred by the basic breakdown in our society of a male-female family. And some of the other subgroups in our culture promoting their agendas. But I do agree with Amenti and Diva that the gay and lesbian community needs to come out, and with you, Jeff, and they need to say, because they all have said it to me privately, being gay is more than just about sex. Well, then the extremists in that community that portray it as sex and nothing but sex need to be reined in by that community, because the same as we do in our community, in the heterosexual community, we stand firm against child pornography and victimization sex films and snuff films and all the stuff where people are dehumanized and stuff. The gay community needs to stand up for that, too, in their own community and self-police themselves.
Absolutely. Well, I agree with that 100%. And I do not know what's going on with this stuff here. But
and what happened to the line of like, you know, these children listening to certain artists. Like, my daughter's only 7. You know, people are having their 7 listening to Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. My daughter talks about them, but she don't really know who the heck they are. So, you know, where's the line with the music as well? I wanted to also bring that up because people are fussing with people about the music that they're putting out, but yet I thought there should have been a boundary between what children listen to and what adults listen to.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a thing in itself when you're talking about music. Not much that you can really do because you don't have any control over it anymore. And it's real, just real crazy. And they're not going to do whatever to change anything in that thing except social engineering. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Bruce just said was, "Give me the music, and I'll change your nation. I'll control your nation. Give me the music," and that's what they're doing. Go ahead, John.
But also, the next step is going to be aspects of bestiality. When you see people dress up dogs and cats in clothes, they're trying to humanize pets. And the next step will be somebody saying, "I want to marry my dog. I've been dressing my dog in human clothes, and I live with the dog, and I sleep in the bed with the dog. So therefore, I want to start some type of civil union with my pet."
That's already happening.
Hold on. I dress my dog up. My dog is like my baby. My dog sleeps in a bed with me. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in entering into a lesbian relationship with my female dog.
But some people do want to do that. Some people want to have sex with their dogs.
But it seems like you're making it as if just because you dress your dog up.
But it's the process. It's the process of humanizing pets, of putting clothes on pets.
They already recognize the marriage between a human and a pet in California.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you say a marriage?
Yeah,
I'm hanging up.
It's called the puppy love law.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing, and it's real crazy, real.
But that has nothing to do with someone wanting to dress their pet up in clothes.
But personally, I don't think it's normal for people to put human clothes on dogs. I don't think that's normal, personally.
This dog in this particular case in California had on a dress, a wedding dress.
Yeah, that's not normal.
I put human suits on
German shepherds and Dobermans to put male clothes on them and stuff like that. That's not normal.
It is normal. You cannot confuse that with someone wanting to commit bestiality.
No, I think that was fake. I think they were trying to make a joke or something. That guy that was standing next to the dog, that wasn't real, was it? I thought that was fake.
You got a guy that wanted to marry his horse up in Oregon, and
it's a law in California. State legislature passed that they recognize marriage between human and their pet. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
That was fake.
Just like the transgender law in California, where you can go to school in the morning a male and come back home in the afternoon a female.
Is it me or do I feel like we're sitting down at the bottom of a toilet stool in California just urinating on the rest of us? Because it's all coming this way.
Something
psychologically wrong with you if you want to marry your dog. I'm sorry.
And then that means you could start taking your dog into the little girl's room if you're a woman, and into the men's room if you're a man, and you could train your dog to stand up on two paws and use a urinal halfway across the room.
I wish my dog would learn to use the toilet.
Why is R. Kelly considered a pedophile then? Why would we call R. Kelly a pedophile? Yeah, he was, what, 15? I mean, let's really look at that now.
Well,
let's look at that.
Next. It's pedophilia with all of these teachers having sex with underage students. These cases are coming like every other day. You find a grown teacher over 30 years old having sex with a student who's 15. And I saw a story recently where a man was in his 40s. He wanted to start a relationship with a girl who was 14 years old, and he was making the argument that he felt that the female had the maturity level
of someone who was 25, and he was making the argument in court. He felt that their marriage was valid because
I know
he
was, well,
he was dealing with a teenager who was very mature.
Hey, well, you guys carry on the conversation. I got to get up out of here. It's time to go. We're going to do our thing, and we're going to have fun the rest of the day. I got work to do, and I will see you back here on Friday. Tracy will be back here tomorrow, the same time, same bat station. Morning with Tracy and friends. Make sure you let somebody know. Somebody let you know that you know Tracy and friends in the morning. We'll talk to you.
Bring it to you, cowards, and it's gonna be quick. I know you made up in the jail before. Suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with. Some quick. You throw a poke to dog with some bump. I stick with a click, click. Now I'm one, all over some dump. Ain't that something? Remind me of a strip club. Every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick up. And I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm not him. I explain.
That takes me back to Tuskegee. I was playing basketball when that was out. Yeah. That was my college days.
Oh, I was in middle school.
Okay, you got to inform everybody how old I am. Just, you know, that's just your business.
No, I wasn't trying to. I'm just thinking, like, DMX was big, like, from what?
Oh, yeah. If he hadn't got on drugs, DMX would be, like, worth hundreds of millions. Right? He was just, because he was, I mean, he was talented. That dude, he just dropped a freestyle about a while ago and it went viral. Like, he is a monster. Like, he just,
yeah,
he drugs
that alone. That Rough Rider style, maybe when it worked, like, I'm going to go four-wheeling, motorcycling, man, that's what it was all, oh, man.
He put the game, he had the dogs. He was killing them, man. He was killing the game.
Yeah, he had two albums out one year. He's the first rapper to do that, and yeah, man, he genius. DMX genius.
He killed it. Like, I don't care. I mean, everybody, Jay-Z is Jay-Z that. I really think Jay-Z's overrated. That's just my personal opinion. But you can't say that to nobody from up north. They want to fight.
Well, that's why everything is the way it is with up north, you know, with a lot of southern artists taking over and all that now, because, you know, northern artists, they didn't give people a chance at all for a long time. They were, you know, if you were from the south, if you didn't rap a certain way, you know, another topic.
David Banner said he was at a cypher at the Source Awards. He was backstage. He threw he came and ripped the cypher. This was like 95. And he said he ripped the cypher, and everybody was asking him, where you from? And they guessing all these different places. He said, "Nah, man, I'm from Mississippi." Everybody just dropped, like, "What? You from Mississippi?" Like, and everybody just as if he can't flow because he's from Mississippi. So,
he can't do what from Mississippi?
He can't flow.
He's not a good rapper. He's not very good lyrically.
Okay.
Using all these hip hop terms.
Yeah, it's amazing how people hold on to their perceived expertise and want to exclude other people from ever being able to do it. It reminds
I think it helps us out, Mike. I think it helps us because the more you think we're stupid, the more you're not gonna play full. We're playing full ball, like
especially
in music.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of my greatest advantages is my opposition in business and everything else constantly underestimating me because I'm blind. And then they wonder, they look back, and all of a sudden they're looking back, and all of a sudden they got to look ahead 6 miles. I'm ahead of them. I already finished the race and won. And they lost, you know. My whole life, you know, I'd be sitting in front of a doctor. Doctor said, well, you know, you can grow up to be anything. Of course, you can't be a doctor, but you could be anything you want. Lawyer would say to me, well, you know, you could be anything you want. Of course, you couldn't be a lawyer, but you could be anything you want. Teachers would say the same thing. Everybody would say the same thing to me. And today there's blind doctors, there's blind lawyers, there's blind teachers, thanks to Google now with these automatic cars, you may get a blind taxi cab driver who's got a better understanding of the city than the guy who can see. Because we have a lot of blind people develop photographic memories for geometric spatial relationship. You know, that's why we're able to walk places and go places and stuff, because we have the ability to hold all that in our head, the map.
I actually think I'm pretty good at that. I think I'm pretty good at it because I can go a place and come back 5 years later and go right back to it, and I haven't been there since. And my girls should be like, how did you do that? How did you? Once I go a place, if I'm paying attention, I can come back.
I used to have, when I was driving around, so I'd be driving in a car, and every time we passed the street, I'd say, what's the street sign say? What's the street sign say? What's the street sign say? And after a while, when I was running my construction company when I was older, we get addresses and stuff to go do work and stuff. You know, calls would come in, repair, emergency and stuff. I'd say, okay, you got to go down here. It'll be the fourth left. You'll turn here. You'll pass these three streets, and it'll be there. And I was right because I remembered it all. And I walked it all as a kid, too, 308 miles of roads in my hometown. And I knew all those roads, and I knew half the state of Connecticut. I could get anybody anywhere, you know, just
it's
a skill you develop. And you see, that's where people underestimate people. Rappers, guys, you don't do anything that another human being couldn't do. That's what we want to say to the rappers. If one of us can do something as a human being, it's proof that most of us could develop the same skill given the same training and the same opportunity.
But that's what made me upset when they were talking about all these guys are talking about, I'm going to get $1 billion and buy the Clippers. I'm like, okay, if you're a rapper or an athlete, you get your hands on $1 billion. You're going to buy a sports team with $1 billion? I just think that, I'm like, that shows the apathy of your mind because you really think that's all you can do is buy something that has to do with a ball.
I know.
Yeah, you can buy a corporation that actually produces something, you know?
You
can wire up and do fiber optics and make a killing with $1 billion.
With $1 billion, you can control a $20 or $30 billion corporation. You can buy enough stock options and start a proxy war in that company. You could put yourself as CEO of a $50 billion company with $1 billion cash, if you knew the game, the bigger game that doesn't involve a ball. It involves keeping your eye on the ball and having a bigger objective than throwing something through a hoop or through a past the make-believe arbitrary line. Oh, we're going to give you a point. Oh, we're going to give you a point. Well, in business, your points is the money you rack up and the people you hire and the bottom line of your corporation. That's how you keep score in business. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the funny part about that is if you bought that corporation and you're the CEO, you'll be out the hole and you get every penny back in 4 years.
Yeah. You know, the mentality that sports is the only way out is you know, and why? Well, you get points. You make points. Oh, you're great because you can make points. That's as stupid as telling a slave, you know, you're a good slave because you can pick more cotton than the other slave I got. It's as stupid as and ignorant as that. There's so much more potential. Did you see 60 Minutes Alabama this week? They had Marcus Johnson, the blind piano player, jazz piano player, on. Did you see? They did his story?
No, I didn't.
When he was 10 years old, he went to a blind school down in Jacksonville, Florida, and he had a music teacher there, taught him how to read music in Braille and do scoring and all that. And that teacher was brilliant. He said to him, look, Marcus, here's the deal. He said, you better develop some skills, because if you don't have any skills, and coupled with the fact that you're blind, you're not going to have a successful life. That teacher turned him around at that point. And, you know,
that sounds like Ray Charles. That's what Ray Charles' mom told him. Ain't nobody going to pay to
you. But you see, being blind has nothing to do with it. It could be any subcategory, anybody in the one-down position in our society, be it racially, ethnically, language-wise. Are you deaf? Are you blind? It doesn't matter what it is for anybody. If you have no skills, you're not going to have a very successful life in our society.
It really comes down to being able to read and count. People that can read and count do the world. Simple as that.
Yeah, you got a big edge right there over your competition.
And that's what I hate. And in our culture, we hate the little people that are good at reading and counting.
Yeah.
In writing.
When I heard you need skills, you need competence in some stuff that you know how to do, and you need confidence, and you need communication skills. Too many of these people today, you couldn't hire them for anything that meant anything because they can't communicate.
Mike, I got another big project. I'm back in Atlanta. I'm not that good. They're paying me senior level. I done jumped up another $8-$9 an hour now.
Wow,
it's just,
congratulations.
It's just going in talking to people. It's not because I'm good at what I do, because I really don't think I am. I'm being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your communication skills. You can sell yourself. Yeah. But, you know, Alabama, someday I really do wish you would share your story, either online or here on the show, where you were 6 years ago and where you are today, because I think it would take 99.9% of the excuses that we hear on this line all the time, and I think it would rip the rug right out from under those people if they heard
what. Well, you know what, though? I've kind of shared it a few times. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think I shared it some of it. They asked me to do it when you were here as far as, like, what happened. And I always talk about how I got into IT, but I went and researched and saw, okay, $50, $60 an hour. Let me go out here and put, you know, 3 months in and study and get to where I just went to New Horizons IT school yesterday because I'm going to deepen my understanding. I'm just going to go get some more training. So I'm going to pay cash. I'm just going to give them cash money. It's $2,500 a course. I'm just going to pay them because now I can afford it. But at first, I went into debt trying to do it, but I did it because I saw the opportunity.
Yeah. I want to write your book. I want to write your book. I got the title. How's this for title? Fast Food to Fast Track in 6 years.
Hey, here's the thing, guys. You never stop learning. That's the biggest mistake anybody makes in their life is they stop learning. I mean, you have to constantly be up on your P's and Q's. Learn new things. Don't be afraid to.
Yeah.
If you could teach yourself instead of being taught by someone else, you will really make money.
Yeah.
That's when you will really, it'll just bust the wide gates of flood wide open. Because in IT, if you could teach yourself instead of paying somebody like I do, I have to pay people. But I'm getting to the point I'm reading and studying and reading books, but I'm just going to reinforce what I already taught myself. But I know how to get on an interview, and they ask me questions about stuff I've never done. And I ain't going to say I hadn't done it. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, basically I would go and I would take a SQL profiler trace and I would just start naming off all this different stuff, which actually I have done that. But I'm just saying, name off all this stuff that I've done, query optimization, and bam. Now you get, they'll pay you $55 an hour and they look at you like you belong there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I got to meet this recruiter to do some paperwork, but I see y'all. I got to find y'all's background check stuff, so.
Yeah,
I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Take care. Good luck.
Goodness, I made him so mad when I said men are idiots.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, Amenti. You got to keep us on our toes.
They was missing my point, but it's okay. That was fun.
No, I understand.
I mean, you can literally go on YouTube and repair anything.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I'm going through a major learning curve on videography, on how to film and how to set up the stage things for demonstration purposes and everything else and camera angles and everything else, and I'm learning that and I'm blind. So what? It doesn't mean I can't have the knowledge in my head that I can convey to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do. Here's where your focal point's got to be. You got to make sure your lighting is right. You got to make sure this is right. What's our lighting look like? How does it look? Can you see my hands, what I'm doing right now? Never mind, put on my face, put on my hands. Watch what my hands are doing in this clip and, you know, stuff like that. And I've worked with some Emmy Award-winning videographers and stuff, and they're saying it's absolutely uncanny the way I play to the camera, and I can't see the camera. And they're moving the camera around the set and everything else. It's just you developed an instinct for it. But, you see, it's a learned thing. I wasn't born blind knowing all this stuff, but you got to pay attention when people talk to you and stuff. And I love that concept of you just got to keep learning all the time. I can't imagine going 10 years and then honestly being hooked up to a polygraph and pass it when you answered the question, nope, I haven't learned anything in 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, for example, on my furnace, there was a problem with the flame sensor.
Yep.
So I said, the first time I had somebody come out and do it, I paid $80 to do it.
Yep.
I'm like, man, that was a lot of money. This guy's only here 5 minutes. So I went online and Googled how to clean a flame sensor, watched a 3-minute video, and I've been making money doing it ever since. I'm charging people like $50.
Yeah.
They're charging $80. I'm like, you would pay this guy $80 and send me $50. I'll do the same job for you, man.
Right. Exactly. And the same thing one day, just out of a curiosity, I was trying to teach a young fellow how to sweat copper pipes the way I knew how to do, all by feel. You know, back in the day when I was in the trade, you know, it's 8 o'clock Saturday night and one of your guys just put a nail through somebody's pipe. You can't leave their water turned off until Monday. You got to fix it, you know? And so, you know, I learned how to sweat copper pipe and stuff and repair things. And So I was teaching it to a young fellow one day, and he just wasn't getting it. And I said, go online and see if there's someone. Sure enough, I found a video. This was only 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago. There's a video on how to sweat copper pipes. Somebody actually took the time to show him how to work with a propane torch and 50-50 tin lead or 95-5 or whatever they were soldering with. And it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. There's all kinds of that's when it bothers me being blind, when I realize how much stuff's on the Internet that I just, my natural curiosity, I'd spend all day long on the Internet just learning stuff if I could.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah. Everything. I mean, yeah. I had a drive built on my dryer. My clothes dryer went out.
Yeah.
Freedom of video. I had to try to change it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we used to repair all that stuff when we were younger. It was too expensive. You couldn't call in a guy at $80 an hour to repair that stuff. You know, I was taught how to do stick welding back in the days when you'd actually clamp the stick into a big alligator clip and stick weld steel. And this goes back 40 years ago. Well, you know, I bought a wire welder about 5-6 years ago. Went on line and heard enough by what he was saying. I knew exactly what he was trying to do and what he meant. And so I taught myself how to use my wire welder You know, I'm not as fast at it as a sighted person who does it all day long, but I can tack stuff together strong enough that I can then run it over to a welding shop and say, okay, now finish welding it for me, but here it is. And I've saved thousands of dollars in setup and prototype charges and everything else because I can, you know, build all my own prototypes and get them ready to, then be finished by somebody who can do it a little bit better than me, but at least I can try and do it. And there's some stuff that I do weld, and I can do it well enough that it's strong enough so that I can do what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I just love trying things. And I don't understand people who won't at least try.
Yeah, the problem is the kids nowadays aren't being taught that. They're just not being taught to think on their own, think outside the box.
They don't know anything about wrenches. They don't know anything about electricity. They don't know anything. It's just amazing because I do work with a lot of young folks. And I'm wondering, what the heck is the school system teaching? You know, the school said, we don't have time to teach everything. Well, what are you teaching them?
Exactly.
It sure the hell isn't math and English. It sure the hell isn't history. It sure the hell isn't respect and decency. So what are you teaching these kids that take all this time, that they come out of school knowing less than we did? These kids today coming out of college could not pass any of the high school graduation stuff that we did back in the late 60s.
I believe you.
According to, and I don't remember the foundation, but Alex Trebek from Jeopardy is a member of this foundation. I forget what it is. It's a literacy, International Literacy Foundation. The average high school kid in 1968 graduated high school with a vocabulary of between 24 and 26,000 words. High school. The average college kid today, assuming they even get that far, with so many kids dropping out of high school, only has a vocabulary of 84 to 8600 words. They can't describe anything.
That's crazy.
It's sad. It really is sad. Yeah.
I mean, that's like almost six times higher, and that's ridiculous.
I know. It really is. Anyway, well, duty calls. I got to get back to work. Hello, John.
All right, me too, man. Good talking to you, Mike. Man, have a good day.
Same here. You guys take care, and I'm glad the lady sparked a little excitement here. We needed to hear it.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
I'm good. Yeah, let's talk later, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.